Got it. Yeah.
What?
Oh, God. Pinch nerve in my neck.
That's it.
Have surgery, did you?
No, I didn't. But I was hoping for 3 weeks. But not, but I got to be fine.
It just happened to?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was last summer.
Oh, last summer. Oh, okay. Now.
I'm going to start to say a little bit because they're going to let me sing the anthem down there.
Okay.
You talk. Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to tonight's high school varsity baseball. We were going to be at Frankfort High School. That game is not going to happen there. The game has been moved to Lafayette Central Catholic. We'll mention today's contest is going to be between the Frankfort Hot Dogs as they visit Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. They're grooming the diamond right now. They're adjusting the dirt. It looks good. It was probably covered up. Looks pretty nice. Good day for baseball. A little bit chilly around the mid-40s. It's going to be about the high, maybe 47 today. It's probably around 40, 42 degrees right now. And Terry Boardman says 41. It feels like it. Ought to be pretty good. And we'll mention a little bit about the Frankfort Hot Dogs. They have a school enrollment of 904. They're Class 3A, Sectional 25. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional will consist of Crawfordsville, Frankfort, Lebanon, North Montgomery, North View, and South Vermilion. The principal at Frankfort High School is Cindy Long. The athletic director is Ed Niehaus, and the athletic secretary is June Palmer. We are most thankful for the athletic department at Frankfort High School. Frankfort High School is located at 1 South Mesh Road, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. You can reach them by dialing 765-654-8545. On the web, it's hotdogsathletics.com. On Twitter, at hotdogsports. They wear the collars blue and white. They perform in the Sagamore Conference. There are 8 teams in the Sagamore. They are Crawfordsville, Danville, Frankfort, Lebanon, North Montgomery, Southmont, Tri-West, and Western Boone. This is game one of the season for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. The head coach, he's an athletic head coach, I will say. He plays the baseball game pretty well in his early 40s. That's Coach Andy Dudley. The next game on the agenda for Frankfort is going to happen tomorrow, Saturday, April 2nd. It'll be West Lafayette. They are slated to be at Frankfort. We'll hope that game can happen. It's supposed to be first pitch at 1:30 p.m. They're missing the starting lineups right now. We'll go ahead and try to mention Lafayette Central Catholic. A little bit about their school. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They're Class 2A. Sectional 38. There are six in their sectional. It'll happen right here at LCC. In their sectional is Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, Seeger, Western Boone. We'll mention the principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. He's an 87 graduate. And the athletic assistants in the AD department is Julia Denhart and Nate Gino. We're going to set this down for a moment. We'll be back after the national anthem.
Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, our Heavenly Father, help us adapt to the same class world. Their eyes, all of us, God. Help us to be good to you. Don't have to. Help us to be just, fair, and all of them. Give them the strength to come to your love. We ask this, Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
That's our national anthem. I tell you what, when that national anthem is played, everybody in earshot is on the same page. We'll mention a little bit more about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights right here at Central Catholic High School. Address is 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them by telephone, 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. We'll mention the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights have one game under their belt. They are 1-0. They played Tuesday night. They played at Loeb. They did battle with Clinton Central Bulldogs. The head coach for Central Catholic is Coach Tim Bourdonnais. We'll mention the next games on the agenda for Lafayette Central Catholic. They're going to be Hoosier West contest. Going to be two games in a row. Tuesday, weather permitting, might happen Tuesday. Wednesday is up in the air. We'll see. Tuesday the 5th, Twin Lakes, 5:30 start right here at Central Catholic. On Wednesday, the 6th of April, it'll be LCC traveling to Twin Lakes, another 5:30 start. They're getting ready to have ball game right here, and it's actually going to be Frankfort having their home game right here at Lafayette Central Catholic. They're taking the field, doing the pitching, getting warmed up right there for Frankfort. It's number 2, Jose Lopez. His battery partner, I should say his catcher, is Andy Gios Angeles. There we go. We'll get that down. Andy Gios Angeles. He'll do the catching. At first base, it's going to be number 7, Victor Cruz. At second, 13, Carlos Lopez. Shortstop, number 4, Deacon Spencer. At third base, 99, Braden Valdez. Left field, number 10, Damian Lopez. 15, Connor Boone. He'll be in center field. Number 11, Quincy Perry. In right field, getting ready to start the ball game. First batter in the ball game, he'll lead off. Number 12, Owen Munn. Pierre, I'm going to work from the stretch, is Jose Lopez. Here comes the first pitch. Curveball breaks outside, 5:57 on the wristwatch. Pretty clouds, I tell you what, the clouds are nice. Got some blue sky. One of the nicest days we've had in the last two or three. Pierre, I'm looking at signals. Doing the pitching, Jose Lopez. He'll work from the set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Munn. Outside, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Munn, right-handed batter, batted pretty well on Tuesday versus Clinton Central. Owen Munn working from the diamond right here in the right-handed batter's box. Here comes the 2-0. Pitch comes in a bit high, just above the strike zone. Looking for that hand-over-fist strike zone. They have a good umpire once again behind home plate, Dan Adams. Dan Adams, one of the finest you'll see and one of the finest you'll ever speak with. Set position. Here comes the 3-0 pitch from Valdez. Strike call. Take that back. Jose Lopez doing the pitching right here for Frankfort. Frankfort taking the field first. They are the home team. Didn't get to play at Frankfurt this season. Swung on. Ground ball. Third base. Going to go by the shortstop. Got by third base. Trying to make the play at shortstop. Deacon Spencer couldn't make the play. Ends up in left field. Damian Lopez tosses it back in. Damian Lopez is going to play defensively. He's going to give way for a designated hitter. It'll be number 23, Chris Gigliosa. Gigliosa will play, will be the DH to start out the game. He's a player DH. He's one of the 10 starters working from the stretch, stepping into bat. Number 27, Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter, first pitch, swung on. He'll take it, fly ball, right side, going to float, going to stay in foul territory. First pitch, a strike. Looking for that first pitch, sometimes that first pitch might be the best pitch you'll see in the at-bat. Pitcher trying to get ahead in the count. Jose Lopez did just that with that first pitch to Ben Mazur. Going to make the ball live. Runner at first base, that's Owen Munn. He got a base hit, goes into left field. He's at first base now. They're going to play on him. They throw nonchalant. Probably about a C-minus move right there from Lopez. Let him know he's thinking about him. Should mention, Owen Munn, one of the best set of legs on this nice ball team. Set position, Lopez checking the runner. Here comes the pitch to Mazur. Swung on, high fly ball. Going to be called for by the shortstop. It's going to be caught in fair play behind third base. One out, catch is made by number 4, Deacon Spencer. Retreating back to first base is Owen Munn. One out on the diamond, still one aboard at first base is Owen Munn. We're at the top of the first inning. Lafayette Central Catholic High School on a Friday night. Stepping in, left-handed batter, number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson stepping in. Bit of an open stance, he'll close on the approach. Pretty good lead there at first base by Owen Munn. Might be taken off. We'll see. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball stays outside. Righty facing the lefty. Checking signals. Third base coach, Tim Bourdonnais. Several signals given. We're in the top of the first inning. One out. Knights batting. They are the visiting team on their home field. No problem whatsoever. Pickoff move, once again, getting back in. Head first is Owen Munn. A better pickoff move right there. Pretty good effort by Jose Lopez. Probably give that one about a B+. He'll peer in, look at signals. Working from the stretch. Pitching from the stretch the whole game might be somewhat of a relief pitcher. Might see some relief activities. Decides to go from the really stretch position. Getting back safely, another pickoff move. Third baseman, Braden Valdez, comes over, backs up the pitcher on the throw back from first base. Pretty well-groomed team, I tell you what. Mr. Andy Dudley knows quite a bit about the game. He's got a good team. Inside a ball, low and inside. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. There's one out. More signals given. Runner at first base is Owen Munn. He got himself aboard with a base hit on the ground to the left field. Peering over, looking at signals from the set position. Jose Lopez delivers. Swung on. Going to be a line drive right through the second first base gap. Giving it a good effort there at second base is Carlos Lopez. It was a line shot base hit off the bat. Runners at first and second base. At second base is Owen Munn. Going to tie his shoe briefly right there at first base. Carter Johnson. Stepping in, left-handed batter. He moves from the third position in the lineup. He's going to bat fourth tonight versus Frankfurt. That's Ryan Schumer. He'll play third base. Junior class member. Won a couple of long balls a year ago. Breaking pitch, broke inside, low and away. Backdoor curveball just misses. 1 ball, no strikes. One out. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Peering in looking at signals from the stretch. Now the set. Jose Lopez delivers. Swing a miss. Backdoor curveball. Took a little bit off of it. A little bit out in front of it was Ryan Schumer. They're set back in with a 1-1 count. Ones are wild on the scoreboard. There's one out. Two runners aboard for the Knights. Peering in looking at signals. Set position. Here comes the pitch from Lopez. Low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Still looking to see the pretty swing that Ryan Schumer does have. He's got a good hand-over-fist swing. That hand-over-fist swing is a byproduct of a good swing. It might be a home run. Two balls, one strike, one out. Looking at second base. From the step, here comes the delivery. Swung on, he's going to foul one back. Pretty close to our activity right here. Tell you what, about a couple years ago, I about fell off of here trying to catch one. And that's no joke. But so strike two, swing, foul ball, straight back. Count goes 2-2. Ryan Schumer jogging out, going to have a conference with Jose Lopez. That's Andy Giosa and Jolice. There we go. I have to see if I can say that again next time. But we'll try. I say what, them pretty good athletes for sure. Frankfort, Indiana at this high school. Darn good athletes. I've seen these guys at middle school level. They play well at middle school level. They're climbing the ladder. They're varsity baseball players now. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Ball's live, runner first and second. Here's the pitch from Lopez. Swung on. He's going to take it to left field. He'll take it the other way. Schumer is going to be caught in left field. Runners are going to stay put. Going to give the ball a rise. Going to be the second out into the glove of Damian Lopez in left field. Two outs stepping into bat. The DH, number 16, TJ Bell. He's also a junior class member. He'll do the designated hitting to start this ball game. And in defensively for him is number 14, Tyler Fox. He'll be in left field today. Here comes a set. Here comes a pitch. First pitch to Bell outside of ball. Breaking pitch. Good block there. Low pitch. Good block by Andy Giosa and Jolice. He's getting some activity right here from the third base dugout. Coach giving him some words. He steps back behind home plate. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, two aboard. Taking off for third base is Munn. Misplays the baseball. Munn might have had that base stolen outright. Low pitch. Blocked it well. It veered left. Andy Giosa. Angelise picks it up. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. We're in the top of the first inning. Both runners move up 90 feet. Second and third base. Better scoring position. Munn is at third base. Carter Johnson at second. TJ Bell, here comes the 2-0 pitch. Strike called, inside edge, knee high. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Checking signals, very few given, if any. Conversation briefly there with Munn by Coach Bourdonnais. He's peering in, looking at signals. Jose Lopez, he'll set, check third base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he's going to pop one skyward to center field, backing up a couple of steps, veering to his left, making a catch. Connor Boone records the third out. The Knights leave two on base. They get a base hit off the bat of Owen Munn. The Knights will play defensively, and Frankfort will come into bat as the home team. So top of the first, no runs. Good game in the works. Ought to be a good one. You are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's audiosportsonline.net. Robbie Kendall, we thank him for providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We thank you very much for listening. We'll miss it bringing this game to you. Being made possible by Dean's Auto Parts at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate, Frankfurt truck and car sales, they're right there on the main drag. We'll talk about them, along with Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli, and also Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're on Main Street in Sheridan, Indiana. So they're taking some warm-up crosses. Knights on the Hill tonight is Mr. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur getting some warm-up crosses. Ben Mazur, a year ago, finished with a 1.509 ERA. A year ago, he was 7-2, had one save, and he had one save attempt. We'll also mention around the diamond, catching for Ben Mazur is number 3, Jackson Kane. At first base, it's number 32, Justin Brady. Second base, number 12, Owen Munn. Shortstop, 24, Evan Dienhart. Third base, number 7, Ryan Schumer. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. Center field, 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 25, Carter Johnson. Nice throw it down to second base. They're throwing the ball around the horn there. They bring it into the pitcher's mound. They have a little get-together. They put the ball in the glove of Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, a junior class member, working right here on the diamond. Going to clean his shoes off back there with that apparatus they put behind the mound. Sometimes you can't see it, but it sure comes in handy. Stepping in the bat, first batter in the lineup for Frankfurt, going to be number 4, Deacon Spencer. He plays the shortstop position. Right-handed batter. Here's the wind and delivery from Mazur. Strike call right down meridian. Mazur, pretty good velocity. You can tell right there he's bringing his best. Pretty good velocity from Ben Mazur. Here comes the second pitch to Deacon. High and away, ball one. Down goes 1-1. A year ago, Ben Mazur, he got by with 55 2/3 innings for the Knights. Second pitch, I should say third pitch, comes in there, strike called. Deacon Spencer looking for the pitch that he wants. You're going to have to get that bat off his shoulder. Here comes the pitch, the 1-2. Outside of ball, checked his swing. They check it first base. First base A position says no, he didn't go. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. First batter in the lineup for Frankfurt. Deacon Spencer. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen. Got a piece of it. Fastball right there across the zone. Trying to stay alive in the box and doing so. That's Deacon Spencer. Deacon Spencer wears number 4. He's a senior class member. He's listed as an infielder and an outfielder. Here's the pitch. Low pitch, swinging away. Couldn't reach it. Strike 3. Goes down swinging. Toss the ball around the infield. Second pitch going to enter the lineup. Going to be the center fielder, number 15, Connor Boone. Connor Boone wears 15. He also wears a number 12 on one of his jerseys. He's the only guy that has a split jersey. Connor Boone, also a senior. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Outside edge, called strike. Pretty good pitch there from Mazur, trying to get ahead in the count and doing so with the fastball. Steps back in, Connor Boone. Here's the pitch from Ben Mazur. Swung on, ground ball back to Mazur. Mazur feels it. He'll underhand toss to first base, getting a put out Justin Brady. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. He'll jog off the diamond, stepping into bat. We're going to see number 11, Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry plays right field. Quincy Perry, a junior class member. He'll step in, the outfielder and a pitcher. Right-handed batter, third in the first three. Right-handed. Here comes the first pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. Step 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He looked for signals. No signals given. Coach Andy Dudley wearing the sweatshirt down there. A bit brisk. He's okay. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Inside ball 2 gets by Jackson Kane's glove. Let's trace that one down. On deck batter getting ready to bat is Braden Valdez. He's a third baseman. He's on deck. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Wind up from Mazur. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Down goes 3-0. Mazur going to step off the back of the rubber, collect himself, step back on the rubber, 2 feet on the rubber. Here comes the wind, here comes the 3-0. Right down Meridian, knee high, strike called. No green light, 3-0 count. Either team's pretty much that way. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Count goes full at 3-2. Quincy Perry, right fielder. Where's number 11? Another 3-2 count on Frankfurt from Mazur. Here comes the pitch, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. They'll go down on strikes. Three outs recorded after one complete. No score. Pretty good game. We're going to see a good one, I can just tell. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's an Atlanta address. It's out on Highway 31. You can reach them on the web. It's reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they've been inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can stop by there. It's a warm setting. Or if the air conditioning in the summer, it's located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them at TitusBakery.com. Again, on the web, it's TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop by, if only to please your taste buds, right here at Titus Bakery and Deli. Throw it around the infield. They toss it down second base. Move it around to put it in the glove of Jose Lopez. Stepping in the back for the Knights here in the top of the second inning. We're going to see number 32. Justin Brady. Justin Brady, one of the three seniors on this Knights ball team. Stepping back in the rubber, going to continue pitching from the stretch. Not a problem. That's probably a good thing for his future. Set position. Here comes the pitch. First one to Brady. Backdoor curveball just missed. Pretty good break he's got on that. Justin Brady looks at it. Ball one. Peering in, looking at signals once again, Andy Giosa and Jolies, the catcher. There comes the second pitch to Brady. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Works it there, gloves it, puts it over in the first baseman's glove. One out. That's Deacon Spencer over to Victor Cruz. One out, top of the second inning. Last year, these two teams got together. Put Me in Sports was there. Saw a good ball game. It was a close ball game. Should be a good one right here, as we're seeing right now. Right-handed batter stepping in, Jackson Kane. Freshman athlete doing the catching. Becomes a set delivery from Lopez. Outside edge, called strike. Fastball, put it where he wanted it. Got ahead in the count, it's 0-1. Jackson Kane, where's number three? Set position, Lopez. Here comes the delivery. Tight, inside for a ball. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. Looks to coach, no signals given. Just a hand clap. Steps back in, one ball, one strike. One out, we're in the top of the second inning. No score. Knights are the visitors. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Got enough of that dish to call the strike. It broke away. It was well placed on that curveball. Count goes 1-2. You'll peer in, look at signals. Jose Lopez. Looking a little lengthier there. 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch to Jackson Kane. Breaking pitch broke Got it across the plate a bit high, just a little bit out of the zone. He's got that breaking pitch working just where he wants it. He's got good control, good command in this early part of the ball game. 2-2, one out. Jackson King at the plate. Lopez, out of the stretch, the delivery. Tight for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Looking at signals, one foot in, one foot out, none given. Count goes full with one out. Top of the second inning. No score. We're at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Working from the stretch, now the set. Lopez, 3-2 pitch. Swung on, got a lot of it, took it to the left field. Got a pretty good sweet part of the bat. Going to be caught by the left fielder, Damian Lopez. A little bit of an upper swing, but I tell you what, that probably had to feel pretty good for Jackson Kane. Two outs in the inning. Stepping into bat, 24. Shortstop, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart batting in the eighth position. He steps in, batted pretty well right there versus Clinton Central. Evan Dienhart got two singles, had two RBI, and he scored two runs. Inside and tight, ball one. Fastball. Evan Dienhart, he's got some wheels to show those wheels on a football field, too. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Set position, Lopez. Right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Pitch comes in, tight for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, top of the second inning. Evan Dienhart on the season batting .667. You can pretty much tell he's 2-for-3 on the season. Here comes a set. Here comes a delivery. Strike right across the inside portion of the plate. Two balls, one strike. He was looking for Lopez to bring a strike. He's ready to go now. 2-1 count. Two outs. Peering in, looking at signals. Jose Lopez, set position. Here comes a 2-1. Swung on, he'll take it to center field. It's got low elevation, but he's going to back up and make the catch. Full line shot to center field. Connor Boone makes the grab. And at the end of 1.5, no score, no errors. Pretty good ball game in the works. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. If you're looking for that newer truck or sports utility vehicle, visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at FTCSales.com, or call them at 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy, low-payment plan. Visit us at FTCSales.com. Today, since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. They're open Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturdays, they're open 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're taking some warm-ups. Ben Mazur working on the hill right there, getting ready to pitch in the bottom of the second inning. They throw the ball down and put it in the glove of Ben Mazur. They poke and prod him. They're getting pretty good acquaintance right there amongst each other. Set to bat for Frankfort here in the bottom of the second inning. Going to be number 99. Braden Valdez. Braden Valdez, third baseman, right-handed batter, looking for signals, none given. Coach Andy Dudley at third base, working from the windup. Here's the first pitch for Mazur in the bottom of the second. Outside fastball, ball one. There's number 99, Braden Valdez. First game of the season for Frankfort, second for the Knights. Going to foul one back straight overhead. Straight back. Count goes 1-1. They'll track that down. 1-1 count, nobody out. First batter in the bottom half of the second inning, Braden Valdez. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch, strike. Got just enough of the plate. It broke away. Pretty good timing with the 60-foot, 6-inch distance. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Valdez. Setting up a little bit outside with Jackson Kane. No offer. Ball ends up outside. Count goes 2-2. Stepping back on the rubber, Ben Mazur, starting pitcher in today's ballgame for the Knights. Here's a delivery. Swung, swing, and a miss. Off the glove of Kane. You get a new ball replenished. He'll toss that one down. He'll chase that one down. Pretty good effort right there. Designated hitter. Chris Gilgiosa chased it down for Dan Adams. Here comes a pitch. Ball's live. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. They'll go down on strikes. Set to bat, we're going to see the catcher. Number 1, Andy Giosa Angelis. Another right-handed batter. Yet to see a lefty in this lineup. Stepping out. One foot in, one foot out. No signals. Step back in. One out. Bottom of the second. Swing and a miss. First pitch fastball. A little bit up in the zone. Swing and a miss. Andy Giosa Angelis does a good job behind home plate. He's the catcher. Comes to delivery. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Jackson King cleaned that one. Picked it up. They tap each other on the back. It's all good. It's sportsmanship on the diamond. Baseball is the only sport you score when you don't occupy the ball. They're going to pass you and strike him out. They'll throw it around the diamond. Two outs in the inning. Stepping in, we're going to see the next hitter. It's going to be the pitcher, number 2, Jose Lopez. Another right-handed batter. Lopez is going to step in. Up to the hill on the rubber. Ben Mazur, here comes that first delivery. Swung on. He's going to pop one skyward. He's going to be called for by the shortstop. Nope. He's going to call him off from center field. Coming in, making a great catch. At the last moment, he had to make the catch, and he did. That's Bren Robbins showing some more of that glove that he exemplified last year as a freshman. So two innings complete, no score. These players are getting used to these pitchers. About the second time through, maybe second and a half time through, we should see some scoring. We'll see if that happens. I don't know if you remember, Terry, but when we played the crossover game right there at Western about 3 years ago, it went 11 innings. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. 11 innings, that's a long day. But it wasn't as cold as it was today, though.
No, it was nice, and good thing they bumped that start time up.
Yeah. But this weather, it's just too much. You know, it changes. You know, we get 50-degree weather, and then we get 35, 40, you know. And that'll all rain here lately. That's too fun.
They're talking about 60 degrees, but we're going to be dealing with a little rain. When's that going to happen next week?
Supposed to be 60 tomorrow. It was rain. And then we got 4 days next week of rain, but it's going to be in the 50s and in the low 60s.
That'll be nice. I tell you what, 2 years ago, the Knights went down to Tennessee, got some warm weather, got some games in.
Yeah, that's a complete difference. We left here, it was about 36 degrees, got down there, we had about 68-degree weather, you know, and that right for 3 days, and it was really nice. So, and it really helped the team out, you know, getting down there and playing in decent weather. And we came back here, they were ready to play ball, you know. So,
very much so. I tell you what, we got some warm weather stats we're going to read here in a little bit. And some of these teams have played several games. We'll talk about some Arizona stats in a minute. So they throw the ball back down to second base. They throw it around the diamond. They put it back in the glove of Lopez. We're getting ready to see some activity right here. Knights send to the plate. Number 33, Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, is Lopez. set position. Nobody on. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. Bren Robbins working from the diamond. Bren Robbins got a single versus Clinton Central. He scored three runs. He got himself aboard. Bren Robbins batting 500 on the season. One ball, no strikes. Piernan, here comes a set. Lopez delivery to Robbins. Breaking pitch. Call a strike. Got just enough of home plate before it broke low and away. Count goes 1-1. Piernan looking at singles once again. Jose Lopez from the set. Here comes a 1-1 to Robbins. Low for a ball. Bren Robbins, pretty darn good athlete. Exemplified that a year ago as a freshman. He played some good outfield positions. Did a lot of good in right field a year ago. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-1. Hitters count. Looking for that fastball. Robbins may get the pitch he likes right here with the 3-1 count from Lopez. Here comes the set. Here comes the delivery. Swing and a miss. He got a good pitch. Took a good cut. Came up empty. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count. Nobody out. We're in the top of the third inning. Knights, first base dugout. They are the visitors in this game. Here comes the set. Here's the delivery. Foul back. Just bottom that ball ever so slightly. Goes back to the screen. He'll stay in the box with another 3-2 count. A step back in. Lights are on here at Gordon Lemming Field. Lights pretty much to full-fledged right now. Going to help a lot here in a little bit. Here comes a 3-2. Breaking pitch, let it go by. Bren Robbins knew it was going to be called a strike. He jogged back to the dugout. One out. Stepping in, going to bat for the second time in this ballgame. Number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in. Owen Munn, three singles, as mentioned, versus Clinton Central. He's 3-for-5 on the season. He's got 2 stolen bases already. That was in game 1. First pitch on the way for Lopez. Foul back to the screen. He's going to stay in the field of play. He'll drop down. Picked up by Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson in the hole. Stepping back in, Owen Munn. 0-1 count, open stance. They're close on the approach. Peering in, looking at signals. Jose Lopez, set position. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Short off the glove. Good effort there. Catcher, Andy Giosa and Jolice. Toss another ball out there. One ball, one strike. One foot in the box, one foot out. Heavy breath right there. Step back in, Owen Munn. One ball, one strike. One out, top of the third. Nobody scored yet. No score here in the top of the third. Breaking ball, didn't get the break. Ball comes in behind right-handed batter, Owen Munn. That's a rare occurrence. It does happen, and it just did. Two balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, getting signals from his catcher, Jose Lopez, on the mound. Here comes a 2-1. Just inside. Right near the knees, but just inside. 17-inch plate. Most umpires will allow about a 22-inch vertical strike zone. I should say horizontal strike zone. That's about a ball each side of the plate. Here comes a 3-1. Time called, Owen Munn. Owen Munn don't want to concentrate that long. He calls timeout. 3-1 count once again. Hitters count. They're probably looking for a strike right here. Good pitch to hit. If not, he'll take a ball four. Here comes the pitch from Lopez. Swung on. He'll get another base hit. He'll take it to left field. It'll reach the grass on a line drive. Picking it up in left field, Damian Lopez. They'll throw it over to first base. A lot of dugouts right there. They're thinking they might have got a play. They threw a snapshot right back to first base. Owen Munn gets back safely. But that was kind of nonchalant. I think about everyone here in vicinity was thinking he was going to just walk back to first, and I was just the same. He got back in a hurry. He's safe at first. Base hit off the bat for Owen Munn. Stepping into bat, Ben Mazur was number 27, right-handed batter. He's doing the pitching today for the Knights. Pickoff move, first base, Owen Munn. When Owen Munn gets on base, he draws a lot of attention. He's got some wheels. He's got a lead out there to about the cut in the grass. That's a pretty good lead. He's a pretty quick runner. Here comes the first pitch to Mazur, outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. One out, top of the third inning. No runs across for either team. Knights have had runners at second and third in the first inning. Set position delivery. Short pause right there, but enough. Enough of a pause to be discernible. Off the glove, back to the screen. Picked up there by Brian Schumer. One ball, one strike, one out. Stepping back in, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur's first game on the season. He didn't play at the Clinton Central contest. May not have been eligible. That's okay. It was all good. It was a pickoff move at first base. It was nothing academic. It was nothing disciplinarian. He just was not eligible because he was on the basketball team. They played that double overtime game, nearly pulled it out. I was watching that, but I was on the television. I was watching the TV. Breaking pitch broke a bit high. Just a bit high. It broke across the dish, but above the handover fifth strike zone. Two balls, one strike, timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden, they're going to have a little bit of a conversation with Ben Mazur about halfway between third base and home plate. Runner at first base is Owen Munn. You take the helmet off, he'll adjust the hair. They get the hair back a little bit, put the helmet back on. Some guys do football helmets the same way. Two balls, one strike, one out. Steps back in, ball's made live. Jose Lopez looking at first base out of the stretch. He'll set. Here comes the delivery. That's a quick set. You're going to steal second base. Head first dive. Head first dive right there at second base. He's safe. That's Owen Munn. Jose Lopez kind of helping that catcher best he could without committing a balk. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you got to roll the dice when you got a guy that can run. Lou Brock, he took the same treatment, didn't he, Terry? Lou Brock, he come up, he popped right up at second base. Three balls, one strike. One out. 3-1 count, stepping back in, Ben Mazur. Steps back in the rubber. Sideways, steps in. Jose Lopez, checks second base, out of set, here's the delivery. Breaking pitch inside. Not a lot of break. He'll jog to first base, Ben Mazur. They'll make it safe to first base. Let's see what will happen with him at first base. They're going to run for him. They're going to run for him. I believe it's number 23, Nathan Batts. Nathan Batts, he's a junior class member, 5'7", 150. He's probably got some wheels. They'll adjust the stenographer's pad and put it back in the pocket. Home plate umpire, Mr. Dan Adams. One out, stepping in, left-handed batter. Number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson steps in his bat, breaking pitch, high and away. Ball one from Lopez. Carter Johnson got the got the only triple we saw the other night versus Clinton Central. I saw that happen, and I had to talk about Terry Bordenay. Tell me about his son's 10 triples in his senior season. Remember that? Had the record here in Central Catholic. The ball gets loose out in front, feeling the base. Quick move, reading the catcher's position right there and going to third base is Owen Munn. Runners on the corners. Going to call the signals out there. Catcher out in front of the home plate. That's Andy Giosa. Angelis calls the signals with runners on first and third. If they try to steal second base with Nathan Bax, will they hit the cutoff or will they hit the pitcher on a quick throw to second base, try to get third base runner Owen Munn off the bag there? So they throw at first base, nonchalant pickoff move to Babs. He gets back safely. Runners on the corners, one out. Stepping back in, Carter Johnson. He'll swing on. He'll pop one. Major league fly ball in the infield called for by the shortstop. Two outs. Ryan Schumer going to step in. Four hitter for the Knights. Runners at first and third. See if the Knights decide to leave base runners on again. We'll find out. Ryan Schumer, pretty good bat. Pretty good hand over fist swing. He took a good drive last time. He takes that synonymous warm-up toss swing, I should say, out of the box there. And he steps in. Peering in, looking at signals. Jose Lopez. Pickoff move, first base, back down. Sliding back safely, head first. I would guess and I would say that this is a true statement that Coach Andy Dudley has done his homework for Central Catholic Knights as their opponents. It's pretty much obvious. Swung on, foul tip back to the screen. Then we call a timeout after the foul ball. Ryan Schumer going to jog down, have a short conversation with Coach Bordenay. No balls, one strike, two outs. He'll jog back. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. A junior class member, 6 foot, 195. Looks like he's put on some muscle since a year ago. About like an A.J. Bordenay did between his sophomore and junior year. A.J. Bordenay playing shortstop at Marion College. Swung on. He'll take it to left field. Left field, you're going to call for it. Makes the catch. That's Damian Lopez. Lopez worked his weight in left field in this ballgame. So at the end of 2.5, no score. Frankfort Hot Dogs coming to the plate. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is being made possible by one of the participant sponsors. This is Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, we'll mention that's at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their phone number again is 317-758-5886. If you like Target Sports, you'll like they have new and used certified gun sales right here at Target Sports in Sheridan. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. We'll mention you can also ask them about a local gun range that makes it safe practice shooting, always shown at Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're working from the hill right there. We'll mention, they mention, double check here, stepping into bat, going to be number 7 for Frankfurt. That's Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz, first baseman. They do have a Victor Cruz, played in Major League Baseball. He also wore number 7, but it's not this one. Stepping in, right-handed batter again, it's number 7, Victor Cruz. It comes a wind and delivery. Inside a ball. Got a new pitcher in the ball game. Bottom of the third inning, stepping into pitch is Bryce McCammon. He wears number 8, Bryce McCammon, a sophomore, 6'1", 180. Second pitch comes in, swing a miss. Count goes 1-1. Bottom of the third. A nice Friday night, a bit brisk, but not any wind. The flag is just setting still. Foul tip back to the screen. Took a pretty good swing right there. Victor Cruz. 1-2. Bottom of the third inning. No score. Lights are here. We'll see how long this takes. Here comes the pitch from McCammon outside of ball. Short off the glove. Good glove stop there by Jackson Kane. Check the dugout. Probably reflecting signals from the dugout to McCammon. Here comes a wind and the delivery for 2-2. High for a ball. Down goes 3-2. Frankfurt dugout becoming alive here in the bottom of the third. Working from the windup, here comes the 3-2 pitch. Right down Meridian. He's going to step back. He'll jog back to the dugout. He knew it was strike 3. So he'll go down back with Shea. McCammon records his first batter of the season as a backwards K. One out, stepping in to bat for Frankfurt. Number 13, second baseman, Carlos Lopez. First pitch to Lopez. Good cut, swing and a miss. Inside pitch, tried to get what he could. Nice, healthy cut there for Carlos Lopez, right-handed batter. Here comes the 0-1 from McCammon. Outside of ball. They got some bullpen activity down the left field line. Getting loose down there. Here comes McCammon. 1-1 to Lopez. Ball 2. A little bit out of the zone. Right across the dish. 2-1. 1 out. Peering in, looking at the signals. Here comes the wind, the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Going to be a base hit between the shortstop and third baseman. Sprawled out, tried to get it. Couldn't quite reach it. That was Evan Dienhart. It goes into left field. It was corralled there by Tyler Fox. So runner aboard. First hit of the ball game for Frankfurt. Stepping in the bat, we'll see the DH. For the Hot Dogs, number 23, Chris Gilgiosa, working from the stretch. First pitch, he even thought about a bunt. Pulled the bat back, it's the ball off the glove right there. Might have got a bit of the body from Jackson Kane, as the body language tells us when the umpire picks up the ball and hand delivers it to the pitcher. He's given Jackson Kane, the catcher, a little bit of time to collect himself after maybe being hit with the baseball. That's a good way to do it. Same way happens for the umpire when it happens to him. This is a good game. Abner Doubleday. We thank him. 0-1, stepping back in, balls live, runner at first base. One out, here's the pitch. McCammon, you're going to put a bunt down. Back to McCammon, he's going to throw to first, get the sure out. And the bunt was successful. Well done by the nine-hitter, Chris Gilgiosa. So he jogged back in. He moves the runner. Didn't need to try a steal. Got him there. He's at second base with two outs. Stepping into bat, the one hitter for Frankfurt, number 4, Deacon Spencer. Right-handed batter. Moderate lead at second base, hovering is Evan Dehart. He gets back to position. First pitch, outside of ball. Number 4, Deacon Spencer. 1-0 count, 2 outs. Bottom of the 3rd inning. Runner in scoring position for Frankfurt. Pickoff move. They go counterclockwise, and he'll hold the baseball. Takes it to second base. Comes completely off the rubber to do so. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 outs. Set position delivery from McCammon, high and inside. Deacon Spencer had to duck for that one. Down goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs, time out on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to jog out. Have a conversation with his infield right there on near the pitcher's rubber. 2 balls, no strikes, 2 outs. Just reconfirming here, this is a big at-bat for Frankfurt, and it's in the same part a big at-bat for the Knights. So they have a conversation right there. We thank you. PutMeInSports.com, since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Stepping back in, 2 balls, no strikes. Working from the rubber, runner at second base. Here comes a pitch from McCammon, right down Meridian. It almost never fails when you call timeout, and the coach runs out, talks to his pitcher. That next pitch is going to be a strike. It happens almost every time. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch from McCammon. High and tight inside. Count goes 3-1. Number 4, Deacon Spencer at the plate. He's the one hitter. You got a runner at second base. There are 2 outs. We're in the bottom of the 3rd inning. No score. Here's the pitch from McCammon. Tight ball 4. He'll jog down to first base, 2 aboard, 1st and 2nd. Stepping into bat, number 15, Connor Boone. Connor Boone playing a good center field position. He'll step in with 2 outs. Peering in looking at singles. McCammon, Bryce McCammon delivers. Swung on, going to be a drive left field. You're going to get a lot of that. It's going to go out of play. Probably wouldn't have eclipsed the home run fence, but that is the longest ball hit in this game so far. But it was foul. No balls, 1 strike. Number 15, the 2-hitter, Connor Boone. Set position. Bryce McCammon pickoff move. Didn't make the throw, stepped off the back. Evan Dehart was covering. Deep line, I should say, off the base there at second base. Now he'll even up the baseline. Pitch comes in a bit out high out of the zone. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs. Runner at second base. Bottom of the 3rd inning. Frankfurt batting. Connor Boone at the plate. Swung on, even a foul one straight back. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Going to get a ball replenishment right there. 1-2 count, 2 outs. Runners on 1st and 2nd base for the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. 1-2 count, here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll take it to the left heel. He'll get a lot of it. Going to take you through the warning track, and it's going to be caught. Caught at the warning track, reached up from the backward approach. making the catch in left field, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox also paying dividends as a defensive player. So, good drive in the ballgame there. That was the longest drive of the game. Right to the warning track and reached up about halfway up the wall. Made the catch in left. Erased the possibility of three runs. But it nearly went. But we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Knight's going to bat. And then we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at the 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. At Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero, give them a call. They do deliver. We'll see what happens. Dean's Auto Parts, quality CarQuest Auto Parts. It's off one down, second base. They throw it around the infield. Top of the fourth inning coming up. Ball game is getting interesting as they get acquainted with the festivities here. We get past the first lineup. First time through, they're kind of becoming acquainted. Second and third, maybe fourth time through, we're going to see some baseball. Stepping into bat for the Knights here in the top of the fourth. Number 16, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter. Still working from the stretch. Jose Lopez on the mound for Frankfurt. First pitch of Bell, high for a ball. Breaking pitch, finishes high. One ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell working. From here, he's a junior class member. He's batting 500. He's 1-for-2. Previous game, here comes a delivery. Curveball. Strike right across the dish. Started that ball right at Bell's elbow. Righty facing a righty. It broke right in. No swing. Count goes 1-1. Peering in, looking at signals. Set position. Here comes the delivery, the 1-1. Swung on, he'll take a base hit. Let's see. He's going to get it a bit airborne. Not much. It was a line drive rope to the glove of the left fielder, Damian Lopez. One out. Pretty solid swing. Just a little bit airborne. Not much. Pretty strengthy hit right there. Wouldn't land. So one out, top of the fourth. Stepping into bat, number 32, Justin Brady, senior athlete, left-handed batter. Nobody aboard, no score. We're in the top of the fourth. Knights batting. First pitch high, just a bit high for ball one. 32 working there, Justin Brady. Justin Brady had four, count them, four quality at-bats. Versus Clinton Central. Here comes the second pitch to Brady. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. Brady had two singles. He scored a run. And he had two RBI. He's batting 500 on the season. He's 2-for-4 entering this ballgame. 2-0 count. Lopez delivers. To a long ground ball up the middle. Going to be fielded by the second baseman, close to the second base. He'll throw to first, he'll get the put out. Credit the put out, Carlos Lopez to Victor Cruz. Two outs, top of the fourth inning. Stepping into bat, we're going to see the catcher once again, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter. He'll step in, do the catching. doing a good job this season for the Knights. Here comes the set. Now the pitch from Lopez. Breaking pitch finished low of ball one. So they'll work it right there. PNM looking at signals once again. Jackson Kane, the batter for the Knights. Two outs, top of the fourth. No score. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll take a drive to left field. He's going to get it over the head of left fielder Damian Lopez. Jackson Kane's going to jog into second base, standing up. Jackson Kane at second base. He's working right there. And he's going to give way, I believe, we'll see here, see if Coach Bournet, he's going to give way to a courtesy runner. He's going to put his gear on. So he'll jog off the diamond. He got himself safely at second on the double to left field. And jogging out to run for him is going to be Gutwein. Running out there, Hudson Gutwein, 5'10", 150. He's a freshman. Gutwein, plenty of participation in the last game. He got an RBI from the plate. Gutwein got himself aboard with a double versus Clinton Central. He's going to run right now after the double from Jackson Kane. Two outs, runner at second base. Evan Dehart going to step in, right-handed batter. Evan Dehart, a good outing, as mentioned, versus Clinton Central. Two singles, two RBIs, and two runs scored for Dehart in the last ball game. Ball's made live. Working from the stretch, set position, check second base. First pitch to Dehart. Curveball inside, just missed. Dehart probably would have been satisfied with a hit-by-pitch. He kind of gave a little movement where it kind of looks a little obvious, but it didn't get him. Here comes a set. Working right there on the diamond is Lopez. Dehart, pitch number two. It did get him that time. It worked it inside. He was working a curveball. It didn't get the break he wanted. Might not have gotten the grip at the release point for Jose Lopez. There was nothing strange about it. It was just a hit-by-pitch. Coach Andy Dudley's going to ask for the baseball. Lopez hands it to him. Lopez going to jog off the diamond. If he could hear my hand clap, I'd be clapping for him right now. No balls, no strikes. We're going to see a new pitcher. Two outs. We're at the top of the fourth inning. Stepping in the pitch right now. We'll double check. He wears number 15. 15 going to step in. It's going to be Connor Boone. We are familiar with Connor Boone. Connor Boone working right there on the diamond. He comes over from the center field position. He's going to now enter the pitcher's mound. Connor Boone going to do the pitching. So he'll take some warm-up tosses. He's going to move over from center field. So Connor Boone, they'll replenish the center fielder. We'll try to capture that. He's going to wear the sunglasses out there in center field. Shining up right there. That's okay. See them, Terry? The sun's hitting us, yeah. The sun did shine here on this game. It didn't shine much all day, but when this game got ready to happen, God made it good, as he always does. So they're going to take some warm-up tosses right there. Number 15, that's Connor Boone. Connor Boone gave the ball a ride here a while ago. He took it to left field, and Tyler Fox reached up and made the catch. Tyler Fox doesn't make that catch. It's 2-0 right now. So they're getting some final warm-ups. You jog back. You step back on the rubber. C position umpire briefs him on the situation. He says runners on first and second. Two outs, new batter. Step in for the Knights, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins pitched a pretty good portion of the game versus Clinton Central. Did a good job in the cold weather and windy. He'll take a drive to right field. He'll go out of play. Got a pretty good sweet spot on that aluminum. They say an aluminum bat, sweet spot for an aluminum bat is 14 inches. Sweet spot for a wooden bat is 8 inches. I saw an all-wooden bat tournament. A league last fall, and Andy Dudley was a part of it, a big part of it. You take a ball outside, short hop the glove, you try to get the play at third base, they're going to call him out. Stealing third base, ball got loose a little bit in front of the catcher, Andy Giosa Angelis. He tosses it, goes a line drive, a frozen rope to third base, and Braden Valdez gets the put out. So, the Knights are going to play defensively. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and no runs on one hit. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a realtor. She is a broker. Century 21 Sheets Company. They're out of Indianapolis. She is experienced. She's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, she listens. She has care and concern, and she'll help you find the home that you are looking for. Or if you want to list with Lisa, she welcomes the opportunity. Lisa Stokes Bear, contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. So they can throw the ball around the diamond. They're going to end up putting it in the glove of Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon doing the pitching. He came in last inning. Ben Mazur got his feet wet for the season. He pitched well. Coach Bournet made the switch. Ben Mazur had plenty of effort there and did well. So he'll take a back seat, as mentioned. Jose Lopez taking a back seat in the top of the fourth. He's giving way to Connor Boone. Connor Boone, the pitcher of record currently for Frankfurt. Frankfurt at the plate. First pitch, bottom of the fourth, outside of ball. Stepping in the bat once again for Frankfurt, number 11, Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry, the right fielder. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Perry. Short hop the glove, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Bryce McCammon on the hill. He's a sophomore, 6'1", 180. He's got some velocity. Got to control it, got to get some command with that velocity. Ball three comes in. Three balls, no strikes. Quincy Perry, the three-hitter for Frankfurt, probably does not have a green light. We'll see. Here comes the pitch. Right down meridian. I've been outside edge. It was knee high. Then MLB umpires, they call just below the kneecaps. That's kind of trickled down to the high school level, too. Swung on, back to the screen. He grazes it. He bottoms that ball ever so slightly. Count goes quickly to 3-2. Bryce McCammon facing Quincy Perry. This is the wine. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Outside edge ball. Low pitch outside. And Quincy Perry is going to get himself aboard with a 7-pitch walk. Take that back, 6-pitch walk. The signal's given, Coach Dudley at third base. Working from the stretch, checking the runner at first base. That's Perry. Is Bryce McCammon. Pickoff move at first. Getting back safely. In the batter's box, number 99, Braden Valdez. Braden Valdez, third baseman. He's got a build of a third baseman. He's got some wide shoulders. Swing and a miss. I should say swing and foul ball. Taken off for second. He'll jog back to first. No balls, one strike. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. No score. In the hit department, Central Catholic before. Frankfurt with one. Runner aboard first base. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Righty facing a righty. Pretty good command of that curveball right there by Bryce McCammon. To check first base. Get a moderate lead. Does Perry. There's a set now, the delivery. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch. Just high. Just a bit high. High school game, varsity level. You're looking for the hand over fifth strike zone. Anything higher or lower is almost an embarrassment to call a strike at the varsity level. Pitch comes in low for a ball. I take that back. They'll strike him out. So they ring him up. It's a delayed ring up. That's okay. That's being polite. But they can probably hear down there what the call is before we find out by the signal. So one out. What the scoreboard tells me. And they're going to throw to first base. Ball gets basic free right there. No problem for Justin Brady. It's also back to McCammon. Stepping in, the batter, number one, Andy Giosa Angelis. He's doing the catching. He wears number one. Here's the pitch for McCammon. Ground ball, third base. Ryan Schumer goes to second. Goes back to first base. Making a good stop right here at first base, Justin Brady. Justin Brady saves a throwing error from second base. So they go around the diamond right there, and they get the put out. They get the double play. So, empty the bases in a hurry. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. Knights out of the dugout. They're having a powwow. They break that action. They adjourn. And I'm going to take some warm-up tosses right there on the diamond. And I will mention, earned run average. These are earned run averages. Earned run average, I'll mention, there are two tied at the top. These are national run average pitchers in the nation here, Terry. They're both seniors. Number 14, he's a senior, 6'1", 175, Ethan Ray from Colusa High School, Colusa, California. It's warm there. He's already pitched 34 innings. He's got 73 Ks. He's got 6 wins, and he's got an ERA of a .000. And the second guy tied with him, he wears number 17. He's a senior. His name's Jay Ward. He's from San Antonio. It's homeschooled. He's from San Antonio, Texas. 29 in the third innings, 31 strikeouts. He's got 3 wins, also a .000 ERA. They're playing in the warm territory. They can get some games in.
They're playing 75, 80-degree weather, you know, and it makes a big difference. But I'd like to see how those guys can throw back here in the Midwest, you know. It makes a big difference, you know.
I agree with that 100%. But, yeah, they got some good, great. But, yeah, they still got to throw the baseball.
Yeah, throw the baseball, and they're on target. So they're doing what is expected of them. So they're doing good.
They're probably looking forward to a college season a year from now. I always mentioned about A.J. Bourdain. I talked to him at the scrimmage. It was cold as ice that night. But he talked with me. I saw a guy walking around with a jacket on that said Marion University. And I thought, that's probably A.J. And then he talked to me.
He's doing well. He's batting .449 as a freshman. And last week he was chosen as the player of the week of the conference. So he's doing real good.
That's excellent. He's well-suited for the shortstop position. He was willing to be a first baseman. He was willing to play third base, but he's where he likes to be right now, at shortstop. So at the plate is Bren Robbins. Count goes 1-1. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. No score on the scoreboard. Top of the fifth inning. Working from the hill, Booner. I said, Connor Boone. Foul tip back to the screen. Bren Robbins, count goes 1-2. 15, Connor Boone, he's got some velocity. Connor Boone, he's a senior class member. He's listed as an outfielder, an infielder, and a pitcher. We've seen two of those being played by him. He's now pitching. Pitch comes in tight for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. First batter for the Knights here in the top of the fifth. Pitch on the way. Swung back to the screen. He grazes it. He's right on time. Bryn Robbins, as mentioned, he got a single versus Clinton Central. He scored 3 runs. He's batting 500 on the season. They're going to call him out. Strike 3. Outside edge, right kneecap height. And right there, immediately, Andy Giosa, Angelis, throws a bullet down the third base and started around the horn. So one out, stepping in, right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, he's got that lively bat. He's got the lively legs. Owen Munn playing good baseball. He's just a junior class member. He's batting 600, walking in to the ballgame today. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. No score, top of the fifth. No wind whatsoever. Just a little bit brisk. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Right around the 40-degree weather. You don't want to hurt those aluminum bats. You get so low in the temperatures, that $300 goes away in a hurry. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. 3-0 count, 1 out. 0-1 Munn trying to get himself aboard. Strike called, 0-1 Munn. You can't toss your bat thinking you were calling the pitch. He picked it back up. That was probably a lesson learned at that particular pitch. But that's okay. He didn't mean nothing bad about it. Here's the 3-1. There's ball 4. He'll toss it back. He'll jog to first base. 1 out. Batter stepping in. Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur back in the lineup. He's an original starter. Ben Mazur can come off the bench to participate because he was an original 10, one of the 10 starters in this ballgame. Time out on the diamond. There can't be no play. Time is out. They play a pickoff move, but time is out. But that's a good practice move. It's all good. Now the ball is made live. Here we go. Working from the stretch. Connor Boone delivers low. And outside, gets by the glove back to the near to the screen. He'll have to retrieve it. And Owen Munn didn't have to work too hard to get to second base for this time. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 out. Top of the 5th inning. Carter Johnson on deck. Ben Mazur batting in his original 2 spot. Outside and called a strike. Outside edge. Count goes 1-1. Connor Boone, peering in, looking at signals. Working from the stretch, now the set position. He'll check second base. Here comes the pitch. Swing and miss. Ben Mazur. Healthy cut. Count goes 1-2. Owen Munn, second base. Outfield playing a little bit in for left and center. Right field playing a little deeper. Pickoff move, counterclockwise. Didn't get the out. Getting back safely, Owen Munn. Time out on the diamond. Everybody's getting ready. The umpire going to let us know. He's brought the hand down. He's given authority to home plate. He'll make the ball live. 1-2. 1 out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ben Mazur. Ben Major going to jog back to the dugout. Two outs on the diamond. Still at second base, Owen Munn. Stepping into bat, Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter. As mentioned, Carter Johnson tripled at Loeb Stadium right there against Clinton Central earlier this week. First pitch comes in a bit high. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Runner at second is Owen Munn. Carter Johnson at the plate. Connor Boone delivers. Foul tip. Got off the catcher's gear right there. That gear does come in handy. Again, the home plate umpire retrieves the baseball. Gives catcher Andy Giosa Angelis chance to gather himself after being foul tipped. Ball's live. One ball, one strike, two outs. Connor Boone pitches. Right down Meridian, strike called. Fastball might be the best pitch he'll see. We don't know. We'll find out when we'll just guess. 1-2, pitch to Carter. Foul ball, he's going to foul. A check swing, it'll go down third baseline. It's going to be gloved by that former Purdue Boilermaker second baseman. That's Coach Bourdonnais. So, one ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Set position. Here's a delivery. Taking off for third base. It's going to be a foul. It's going to be a ball straight up for home plate. Foul territory caught by catcher Andy Giosa and Jolice as the run comes across the plate. With two outs and now three. No run scores. Good play by the catcher. So, we played 4.5, still no score. Central Catholic going to play defense. And Frankton going to come to the plate, bat in the bottom half of the fifth inning. We thank you for listening. We'll mention internet radio. You can listen live or later. PutMeInSports.com. Football, basketball, baseball, high school varsity sports. You want to go back to the webpage, find the middle of the webpage, that's basketball, Central Catholic, right there going against Culver Academies, early part of this basketball season. Central Catholic got the win over Culver. That was a home game. That was a fun game right there in the Central Catholic Gymnasium. A couple more games. We'll mention Western. Western at Central Catholic basketball. Western, pretty good basketball team this year. Michael Lewis is the name of the coach for Western. And yes, Michael Lewis from IU just became the coach for Ball State. But that's a different Michael Lewis. I'll tell you what, that's pretty interesting. That when I found out that Western had Michael Lewis coaching for him a few years ago, I thought, really? I said, that's the IU? I'm Michael Lewis? No, it wasn't. But he's still a pretty kind gentleman. He gives quality time for putting me in sports, and we're thankful. So they get a new pitcher in here, throwing lefty. Lafayette Central Catholic getting some warm-ups. And they toss it down to second base. They can pitch or toss it down. And we're going to see Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, lefty, going to pitch in this ballgame. Caden Minnick, the sophomore, he's 5'11", 155. He got an RBI at Clinton Central. He scored three runs. As a base runner, Caden Minnick going to pitch here versus Frankfort in the bottom of the fifth. Stepping into bat, we're going to see Jaden Skinner. Jaden Skinner, he's a junior. He's an outfielder. Wears number 18, right-handed batter. Stepping in to face Caden Minnick. First pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Caden Minnick, his dad, I tell you what, his dad loves sports. I've spoken with his dad on live mic at a basketball regional, I think, a few years ago. That was pretty fun. He talks sports big time. Ball goes awry, goes wide right off the shin guards of Jackson Kane. Kemp goes 1-1 to Skinner. This is Jaden Skinner, junior class member. Right-handed batter facing Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Bottom of the fifth inning, no score. Still 4-1 in the hit department. Here comes a wind-in delivery from Caden Minnick. Swung on foul tip around home plate. Off the leg right there. Got a little bit of Jackson Kane. Home plate umpire Dan Adams. He'll retrieve the baseball. He'll hand deliver it to Caden Minnick. Give Jackson Kane a little bit of time to absorb what just happened with that baseball hitting his leg. Common courtesy. When you see that happening in baseball, that's what's happening. It's a kind way to go. This is a good game. 2-2 count. Working from the stretch. Wind up. There comes the pitch from Minnick to Skinner. Low for a ball. Count goes full. Caden Skinner wears number 18. Batting right here. The bottom of the fifth. He's batting in the sixth position. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, just foul at third base. Ground ball, just foul. Good stroke right there. He'll go again at a 3-2. They'll retrieve that from the dugout. Keep the game moving. 3-2 count. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning, no score. Peering in, here comes the delivery. The 3-2 second time. Foul ball. Right side in front of the Central Catholic dugout. Good thing there's a screen there. Some varsity fields do not have a screen. That is dangerous. 3-2 count. Here's the 3-2 third time. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. Thank you. I have the honor. I'm not going to leave this running. So, one out. Frankfurt batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. So, stepping into bat, another right-handed batter, number 7, Victor Cruz. Working there from the windup, Caden Minnick. To keep the ball at chest level as he goes through his progression of the lineup. The windup, pitch comes in, ball high. One ball, no strikes. Number 7, Victor Cruz batting for the Hot Dogs. Here comes a pitch for Minnick. Swing and a miss. Count goes even at 1-1. One out, bottom of the fifth inning. No score. Lights have been on for a little while. Softball game going on across the way. Swung on, foul back. Straight overhead. Count goes 1-2. Step back behind the rubber. Collect himself. Step back on. 2 feet on the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Victor Cruz. Backdoor curveball stayed outside. Lefty facing a righty. As mentioned, Pete Rose watched all those. Switch hitting Pete Rose. He'll be in the hall, but he should be in the hall. Low for a ball. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Here comes the 3-2. Minnick gone 3-2 with these first two batters. Foul back, out of play. They'll face a 3-2 pitch once again. That's number 7, Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz playing the first base position in today's contest. Peering in signals. Here's the wind and delivery. Swung on, it'll take a fly ball to center field. Shallow, it's going to be called by the second baseman. Slightly in the grass right there. Catch made by Owen Munn. They'll toss it around the infield. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 13, Carlos Lopez, second baseman. He'll do the batting. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. Nobody on. Central Catholic playing defense as the visiting team on their home field. But they're not the home team today. Strike outside edge called. This game was anticipated as being played at Frankfort. Mother Nature didn't want it played there. They had tarps over here. I think they kept good care of it, so they walk over, drive over, and play the game here. Frankfort, the home team, a foul tip back to the screen, 0-2. 0-2 to Lopez. I remember a while back, I was a PA announcer for a local high school team. They couldn't play their first game of the year at Carmel was going to play at Heights. Couldn't play it. It was too wet. They moved the game to Carmel. They let us be the home team there. I got to do the announcing at their school. It was pretty cool. And I know later on this year, Central Catholic going to play at Carmel. That'll be fun. Swing and a miss. Strike three. They'll throw it around the lineup there. And we'll mention, through five innings of play, no score. So we'll go to the top of the sixth. Are you getting chilly? Chilly up here. I tell you what, it is a little bit brisk. My legs are chilly. But pretty good ball game in the works, and we might go extras. We don't know. We might go extras, and we'll see if that's going to happen. We'll see if that's going to happen. We don't know. We'll find out. That's what's so good about sports. You don't know what's going to happen. I tell you what, I saw where Purdue and that Ivy's declaring himself probably without an agent, and he probably could. They say he'll go.
Well, they understand it. If he would declare as an agent, then he can't come back. But if he cries out without an agent and decides to come back, he can. That's the way I understand that. That's how it works.
I tell you what, he probably could have an agent. Probably don't need one because he's going to make it. He's going to be a first rounder.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Brad Stevens was watching Ivy at one of the Purdue games. And him and the Davis kid from Wisconsin, I think it was. But, Ivy's going to go in the first round.
He's got a good step back shot. You can't defend it.
He's so quick. He's so quick. And he can move diagonally. You know, it's hard to defend. And like I said, you try to play him tight, he just go right around you, you know. So
he's just a sophomore right now, right?
Right. Yeah, he's a sophomore. A legit sophomore.
That sounds good. Here we go. Top of the sixth inning. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Could make a good difference right here in this ballgame. Top of the sixth. Stepping back to the hill. Number 15, Connor Boone. Strike comes in right down Meridian. Pretty good velocity on that fastball. 0-1 count. Schumer likes to see a pitch. Schumer steps back in. Working from the signals, working from the 2 feet on the windup. Here's the delivery from Boone. Foul back to the screen. So Boone gets ahead in the count, 0-2, to Schumer. Top of the sixth inning, no score on the scoreboard. Only scores we have up there. There's no errors committed. 4-1 in the hit department, Central Catholic in front. He's going to foul one left side out of play. Stay alive in the box, he'll go again at an 0-2 count. He'll take that little practice swing outside the box. Only one. I've never seen him take two. 0-2 count. Nobody out. First batter in the top of the sixth. Ryan Schumer. Connor Boone pitching. It's set up a little bit outside. His outside pitch. Count goes 1-2. A little bit of fishing going on, but not for Ryan Schumer. Working from the windup. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on. He's going to foul it straight up. Foul territory. Catcher makes a wonderful catch again. Andy Giosa, Angelis. He made a catch about like that with a runner on second base. That was in the foul territory. But he made the catch, and it's a good catch once again. by the catcher, Andy Giosa, and Delise. One out. Stepping in, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter's box. Wearing number 16 this year rather than 18. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Looks for signals, none given. One out, top of the sixth inning. As mentioned, last year was a good ball game. Right here, these two teams. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Little communication there from Andy Giosa Angelis and Connor Boone. Not much. Iron something out there from a distance. So one ball, one strike, one out. Here comes the pitch from Boone to T.J. Bell. You're going to pop one up sky high on the infield. Called for by the pitcher. Pitcher makes a catch. Catcher could have caught that. Some coaches prefer a pitcher doesn't catch about a fly ball on the infield. But it's just the same. It's an out. So they don't want to take a risk of having something happen that you wouldn't expect to happen. But anyway, two outs on the diamond. We're on the top of the sixth. Stepping back in, 32, Justin Brady. Left-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch. Right down Meridian, strike call. Justin Brady, two singles, two RBIs, and he scored one versus Clinton Central. Pitch comes in, low outside for a ball. Count goes even at 1-1. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. No score here at Gordon Lemming Field. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind and delivery. High and away for ball two. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Steps back in. Justin Brady, he's a senior, 6 foot, 195. Outside and away. Outside and high, I should say, 3-1. Justin Brady, probably on the lookout for maybe the best pitch he'll see at this at-bat. He'll still have to be disciplined. We'll see. 3-1, two outs. Here's the pitch from Boone. Right down Meridian, strike call. 3-2 count. On deck, Jackson Kane. 3-2, two outs. Here's the pitch from Boone. Swung on and take a drive to right center field. It's going to get the gap. It's going to hold still right there. It hit a little bit of a damp spot. It didn't really carry on the grass. Kind of stayed still right there. A little bit wet out there. But he's going to get a stand-up double. Justin Brady, good stroke to right center field. They'll toss that ball out of play. I'm certain it's wet. They'll get a new baseball, and they may not use that baseball the rest of the game. So 3-2, takes it to right center field. I may have said left center, but right center field. He's going to give way to a pinch runner. Coming out to run is Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel wears number 17. He's a sophomore, 5'9", 130. He'll get called out for running duties after the double by Justin Brady. That ball did kind of stick in the surface out there. If it didn't roll to the fence, might have been a triple. We'll never know. At second base now is Boutel. Two outs, top of the sixth, Jackson Kane batting. Outside of ball. Connor Boone doing the pitching. He came in relief, I think it's about the third, maybe the fourth inning. Pretty good job by Jose Lopez earlier in this game. It's a tag team game for Frankfurt pitching. Ball outside, count goes 2-0. Working the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball, gets by the glove of the catcher. He's going to take third base. Uncontested, rolling over to third base is Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, a sophomore, playing in maybe the biggest game he's played in as a baseball athlete. I don't know, but it seems like it could be true. Boutelle at third base. So he's working hard. At the batter's position is Jackson Kane. Here's the pitch from Boone. High and inside, ball four. So he'll jog down.
Boutelle's no kid, the basketball player.
Boutelle, the basketball player? So he's pretty calm, cool, and collected to be on David Barrett's basketball team.
Right, right. He's a strong-headed kid, not like his mother. She was a real good athlete coming through CC here. And his attitude's kind of like his mother. He plays like her.
I tell you what, that's some good words, words that I wouldn't have known. And then you probably made them a little more delicate than you I don't know, but it's good. It's all good. So timeout on the time. Here, walk off now. Coach Andy Dudley. He'll walk back to the dugout. Have a brief conversation with pitcher, Andy Giosa, Angelis, and the pitcher, Connor Boone. This game beginning to have somewhat of implications of feel to it. This is about like what we would feel in the sectional type of atmosphere, that it gets this long with no score. So stepping into bat, Central Catholic, outside a ball, Evan Jeanhart batting in the top of the sixth. Nobody in, runners on first and third base for the Knights. Stepping back in, Evan Jeanhart. Checks the runner, works from the set position. Connor Boone, the 1-0 pitch to Evan. Outside of ball, they're going to fake the throw to third, second base. He'll take second base easily, uncontested. Runners on second and third. A 2-0 count to Evan Jeanhart. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Knights have had base runners. Frankfurt has controlled the base runners with the baseball in their hand. 2-0 count. Two outs, Evan Jeanhart. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. 2-1 count. Step back in, Evan Jeanhart. Connor Boone, the set position. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Trying to memorize that last pitch. That pitch was just a little further. Just missed the corner. 3-1 count. Two outs. Set position. Runners at second and third. Right down meridian. Strike call. Right lower part of the kneecap. Count goes full at 3-2. This is going to be a good matchup. This 3-2 pitch from Boone. To Jeanhart. To take a drive right side. It's going to be caught. No, it's going to not be caught. It's in foul territory. Should have mentioned that first, but it lands in foul territory. Couldn't make the catch. Giving it a chase was Quincy Perry. So he'll step back in. Evan Jeanhart, another 3-2 count with two outs. Runners at second and third base. At third base is Gavin Boutelle. Ball's made live. 3-2 pitch once again from Connor Boone. Low for a ball. He'll jog to first base. And each base will be occupied. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Dudley going to walk out. Have a little bit of a conversation. Infield slowly going to join in. We'll see. Connor Boone going to freely give him the baseball. No problem. It's a team sport. He's okay with it. He's going to jog back. He's going to jog right now. He'll have a conversation with his outfield buddies. They're going to give the ball up. They're going to give it to number 0, Austin Penry. Austin Penry, he's a junior class member. He'll be the third pitcher here for Frankfurt in the ball game. Knights are working, I believe, with their third pitcher also. in the ball game. We're at the top of the sixth inning. Knights have the bases occupied. There are two outs. Making a change right now. Top of the sixth inning with two outs. Into pitch is Austin Penry. He wears number zero. Pretty good size young man. Has some height on him. We could see Mr. Dudley, Coach Dudley, standing beside him. We'd probably find out that he's about 6'2", maybe 6'3". Working it right there on the diamonds. Top of the sixth inning. Good ball game. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, they're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And you can visit Titus Bakery and Deli. That's inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Right there at Reynolds Farm Equipment off of US 31. Hours of occupation, or hours of participation, I should say, the hours for Titus Bakery and Deli are Monday through Friday, 7 to 2, Saturday, 7 to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Right there, Reynolds Farm Equipment off of State Road 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in, Brennan Robbins is going to bat. Two outs. Bases loaded for the Knights. Top of the sixth. First pitch from Penry. Tries a second swing. See what they're going to call. They're going to say he didn't go. They're going to check him from C position. C position is a difficult check, but if you ask for it, you got to give an answer. So one ball, no strikes. Two outs. Bren Robbins at the dish. Had a single and scored three runs versus Clinton Central. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Penry. Inside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Austin Penry, listed as an infielder and a pitcher. Third pitcher in the ballgame for Frankfurt. Penry to Robbins. He's going to pop one. Right side, foul territory. Called for by the first baseman, and Victor Cruz makes the catch. Knights strand three runners. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still no score. Knights come up with a hit. They have five in the ballgame. Frankfurt with one, but still no score. So good ball game in the works. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can visit them on their webpage. That's AJSignProduction.com. They're located just west of Arcadia, Devaney Road. You can dial them up at 317-984-3765. You can reach them by phone or by text message. That's 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production, Arcadia, Indiana. Taking some warm-up tosses. Caden Minnick back out, getting warmed up right there by Jackson Kane. Taking some warm-up on the infield. Bottom of the sixth inning. Working right there on the diamond. Knights wearing the gray uniforms. Frankfurt wearing the royal blue tops and the gray pants. And a toss one down. Jackson Kane calls for second. He'll bounce it in there. Evan Dehart. So stepping into bat for Frankfurt here in the bottom of the sixth. Going to be the DH, number 23, Chris Gilgiosa. He'll step in now, right-handed batter. I don't believe I've seen a left-handed batter in Frankfurt lineup. Ain't no problem there. Hitting the ball. So he's stepping into bat number 23, Chris Gilgiosa. Peering in, working from the windup. Cade Minnick, first delivery. Bottom of the sixth, outside of ball. And a good hand clap. Third base dugout, Frankfurt dugout. Becoming pretty much lively right here in the bottom of the sixth. Comes a wind and delivery from Minnick. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Took his cut right there. He's got a couple more. One ball, one strike, nobody out, bottom of the sixth inning. Sun about ready to take a breather for the evening. Fly ball, center field, called for by Bryn Robbins. He'll make the catch in shallow center field. One out. So stepping into bat, we'll see the leadoff batter once again. I should say the first batter in the lineup. There's only one leadoff batter in a ball game. That's the first batter in the game. Batting now is Jacob Spencer. He wears number 4. He's a shortstop. Thought about a bunt there and take a strike. Right down Meridian, about thigh high. Thought about a quick bunt. Bunt right there, good position. Would have got him on first base. Defense on the corners playing back for Central Catholic. Pitch outside, a ball. Couldn't glove it. Get a new insert. One ball, one strike. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. This game's scheduled for 7. We have seen the Knights play 11, as we talked about earlier. Going to be a ground ball. Going to be a good backhand stop. Throws the first base. Gets the play. Evan Dienhart made a great play. He made a blind stab to his right, backhand stab, knocked the ball down, picked it back up, and got him at first base with Justin Brady. Just barely got the runner. That was Deacon Spencer on his horse. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Stepping in, Connor Boone. Connor Boone is the pitcher of record. Right-handed batter. First pitch for Minnick. Let's it go by, ball low. One ball, no strikes. One out. 2 feet on the rubber, looking at signals. Caden Minnick was number 20. Here comes a wind to Connor Boone. He'll pop one right side. It's going to be foul territory. Giving the chase is Justin Brady. He'll make the catch. So, might have lost one on the scoreboard there. Two outs, that makes the third out. So 3 outs in the half of the inning. No score thus far in this ball game. It has been exciting. We'll see what this 7th inning will bring. The Knights will bat in the top of the 7th. And we thank you for listening. And we'll also mention, if you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, visit us at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or you can call us at 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com. Today, since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. We are open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. On Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturdays, we're open 9 to 4. We're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana. 46041. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana. We're going to toss one down, throw it around the horn there. They bring the ball back out to the pitcher's mound, and they'll work it from there. Stepping in. Going to be the first batter in the lineup. This is the leadoff batter of this ball game. Number 12, Owen Munn. Stepping in. A little bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Working from the stretch. Still on the hill, Austin Henry. Set the swing at it. Going to pop it up right side. Going to be called for by the second baseman. He'll move it out into the grass slightly. He'll make the catch. A catch made by Carlos Lopez. One out, top of the seventh inning. Stepping into bat, we're going to see him bat for the first time. He is the pitcher of record. He's batting in the two spot. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Cade Minnick stepping in, scored a run. I take that back. He scored three runs versus Clinton Central. He got one RBI. First pitch outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. One out. Here's a set from Henry. Here's the pitch. They take a drive left side to go the other way with it. It'll float out of play. They'll track that one down. Pretty good sweet spot sound on that bat. One ball, one strike. One out. Signals from the dugout. I'm going to reflect them out to the pitcher, to Henry. Ball's made live. Here we go. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, you take another one, similar fashion. It'll go float out, but the other way, left side. And same individual pick up both of those baseballs. It's wet over there. Kind of a lower elevation over there. Kind of holds a little bit of water. The work from the stretch. Here comes the 1-2 to Minnick. Tight inside. Kind of startled Minnick. It was severely inside there. Could have almost wore it. I heard a fan from the stands say, wear it. Sometimes it's difficult to wear it in that quick a fashion. Here's a 2-2 pitch, one out. It take a drive to center field. Going to go take the center fielder for a ride. He's going to make the catch. He'll fall through the surface, but he makes the catch. Well done, center field. Connor Boone. Connor Boone starts in center field. Comes in, pitches a little bit. Jogs back out to center field. And plays his position well. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 25, Carter Johnson. Two outs on the diamond. Top of the seventh inning. Carter Johnson, the lefty. Facing the righty, Austin Henry. First pitch comes in a bit high, ball one. Austin Henry, a junior class member. Carter Johnson, a senior class member. Here's the pitch outside of ball. Carter Johnson reached base twice versus Clinton Central by air. He got himself aboard once with a triple. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Here's the pitch from Henry. Outside of ball. Check that. 3-0 count. Scoreboard will catch up. There it is. Three balls, no strikes. Two outs to Carter Johnson. 3-0 count. Took the pitch all the way right down Meridian. Knee high. 3-1 count. Two outs. Top of the seventh inning. No score. Frankfurt Hot Dogs, Central Catholic Knights. Here's the pitch. Inside tight, ball four. Had to kind of move out of the way of that one. He'll jog to first base. Two outs. Stepping into bat, we'll see the four hitter, number seven, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, a junior class member. He gets a hand clap signal from Coach Bordenay. At first base is Carter Johnson. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Working from the set. Here comes the pitch from Henry. High for a ball. The throw, snap throw back at first base. Back safely is Carter Johnson. One ball, no strikes. Takes that cut out of the box, steps back in. Ryan Schumer. 1-0 count. Henry peering in, working from the stretch, checks first base, working from the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled back, out of play. Pretty close to us over here. That was a little bit close. Got a gentleman up here keeping the medium-sized iPad. He's watching the game. He's taking film. I said, what? These iPads work good for a lot of stuff. So one ball, one strike. Working from the stretch, set position for Austin Penry. Delivery. Strike called. The throw down to second base. Safe at second base. As the steal attempt appears to be successful. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Thought about a conversation as a gentleman. He is a gentleman, coach of the Frankfurt Hot Dogs, no question. 2-1 count, two outs. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Austin Henry. He'll take a drive opposite way. It's going to be left field territory. Actually, going to be a foul ball. Took it the other way. Didn't have much on it. It's going to land out there. They'll track it down with the dugout. 2-2 count. Two outs. Two balls, two strikes. And now center fielder Connor Boone going to play him to push the ball. He wasn't playing the pull, but he's moved left of second base from the outside position here from a viewing point. Pitch comes in outside a ball. Count goes 2-2. Runner at second base. In the box, number 7, Ryan Schumer. 2-2 count, two outs. Austin Penry in the set. Check second base, second time. Here's the pitch. Swung on. He'll foul one out of play, left side. He'll land into watery territory there. That ball probably make it to the bucket for practice. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ball's live. Ryan Schumer. Here comes a 2-2 once again from Henry. He'll take a drive to center field. Backing up, going to make the catch. In center field is Connor Boone. Connor Boone, quite the athlete. He reads the ball off the bat well. When that ball comes off the bat straight away, it takes a special person to be able to tell how to play the baseball to come in or step back. But you don't want to come in too early. So at the end of 6.5, no score, Frankfurt Hot Dogs is going to come to the plate, going to bat in the bottom of the 7th. Bottom of the 7th inning. Cade Minnick back out to pick up the baseball. And what a game. Who would have thought they'd be scoreless in the bottom of the 7th? And I will mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, that number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, they'll trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range. That gun range is for safe practice shooting. Say what, Target Sports, they'll take care of you. And gun sales is something to be taken care of. So they're going to toss the ball back out. They'll go around the perimeter there. They'll put the ball back in the glove of Caden Minnick. So we're going to step in at bat. Bottom of the seventh inning, we're going to see number 11, Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry playing the right field position. Right-handed batter steps in. Peters and look at signals. Both feet on the rubber. Caden Minnick. He'll wind and deliver. Inside and low. Ball one. Caden Minnick wears number 20. He's a member of the sophomore class. 5'11", 155. Here comes the second pitch from Minnick. Swung on. Going to be a drive to the gap. Left center. Going to back him up. Center fielder makes the catch. Bren Robbins covering some good ground out there. Puts the mind of a Kevin Donahoe. Bren Robbins making another fine catch in the outfield. One ball, no strikes. Stepping in with one out. Number 99, Braden Valdez. Braden Valdez steps in. Good stance, good poised stance. First pitch from Minnick. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning. Frankfurt occupying the home team in this ballgame. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Pops foul territory. Giving it a chase, Justin Brady. He'll make the catch out in front of the Knights dugout. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh. Getting ready to bat. Going to be number one. He's done a good job at the catcher's position. Andy Giosa and Jalice. Right-handed batter. Pretty good-sized young man. Handles that catcher's glove very well. Here comes the first pitch from Minnick. Outside edge, called strike. A step back in. Tap the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Caden Minnick, delivery. Outside a ball. Count goes even at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning, no score. Frankfurt batting. Here comes the wind and delivery. Backdoor curveball. Inside, got the outside edge for a strike two. Lefty facing a righty. Backdoor curveball. Found its way back in. Peering in, looking at singles. 1-2 count. Two outs. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. We'll go to extras. Extra innings called for today. Just how many will there be? You know, they're going to finish this game. You know they are. Back in the day, I don't know if you remember, but the Chicago Cubs had a game. It went 23 innings. 14 hours. I know Coach Bourne is a Cubs fan. I bet he watched the whole thing. But anyway, we're going to the eighth inning. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. The south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by telephone 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana. They're throwing it around the diamond, waiting for the catcher get his gear on. He was the last batter, the previous batter, we'll say, in the bottom of the seventh. He's got his gear on. He's behind home plate now. Again, some warm-up tosses. They got a different pitcher in the ball game. We'll try to capture that for you. And going to the top of the eighth inning. They're going to throw with number 10, Damian Lopez. Damian Lopez, now the pitcher of record. Damian Lopez doing the pitching. He comes in from left field. Left fielder Lopez now going to do the hurley right there on the pitcher's mound for Frankfurt. And they put some music on. They get the music going because they're probably anticipating maybe a long game. I mean, this has been a long game. It started 3 minutes before 6 o'clock, and it's 8:08. So a little over 2 hours thus far. That's not bad. It's been a quick game, quick in and out, in and out. And when you get seven innings in 2 hours, you're playing a good game. So stepping into bat, we're going to see T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell will step in. T.J. Bell batting in the fifth position for the Knights. First pitch, Damian Lopez. They'll take a right back up the middle. Off the glove of Lopez, fielded by the third baseman. They'll get him at first base. Fielded by the third baseman, Braden Valdez. That will go in the book as 1-5-3 on the putout. So stepping in to bat, we're going to see Knights step in. 32, Justin Brady with one out. Top of the eighth inning. Working from the windup right there on the hill is Damian Lopez. First pitch comes in a little bit outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Damian Lopez, number 10, fourth pitcher, to my knowledge, in this ballgame. For Frankfurt, pitch comes in outside, ball two. 32, Justin Brady. Steps back in. 6'195". Pitch comes in outside edge. Thigh high, strike called. 2-1 count. Step back in. Left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Played a good first base, making some catches in foul territory. Outside edge, strike called. 2-2 count. One out. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch stayed outside. A little bit chilly weather. That ball kind of moist. Can't quite get the grip you'd want to throw that curveball. It stayed outside that time. 3-2 count. One out. Here's the pitch. The 3-2. Low for ball four. It jogged down to first base. Justin Brady at first with one out. Walking up to the plate. Going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, freshman athlete. Catcher position, right-handed batter. At first base, Justin Brady. He is familiar with first base, offensively and defensively. Set position, Damian Lopez delivers, swing and a miss. Step out of the box, he'll check signals. Mild signals, moderate. Third base by Coach Bourdonnais. 0-1 count to Jackson Kane. One aboard at first base for the Knights. Breaking pitch stayed inside. Count goes 1-1. Damian Lopez played a good left field position. Asked to come in and pitch here in the top of the eighth inning. Appearing to look at signals, working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-1. Strike, swing, a miss. One ball, two strikes to Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane's got to stay around home plate, taking signals. One foot in, one foot out. Got to stay around that box. 1-2 count. You step off the back of the rubber. Does Damian Lopez. 1-2 count, one out. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Damian Lopez, set position. Here's the pitch. He drops third strike, but first base is occupied. Pretty good momentum there. Probably swing and drop third to take off. And then find out that you can't run because it's occupied. Does a good job. There's two outs. Set to bat, right-handed batter for the Knights. 24, Evan Jeanhart. Justin Brady at first base. Only base runner for the Knights. Two outs in the top of the eighth inning. There's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop. Going to be fielded. He'll throw to get out at second base. They'll get the force out. Good play. Deacon Spencer tosses it to Carlos Lopez for the force out. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Still no score. Pretty good pitcher's game here happening today. Four for Frankfurt. I believe fourth for the Knights. And then Caden Minnick back out. He gets a pat on the back side as Coach Bournet hands him the baseball. So they'll get ready for some bottom of the eighth activity. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a broker. She's a realtor. Her husband, I'm pretty familiar with him, Brian Bear. He's 53 years old. He's a runner. He is a good runner. He ran well in high school, long distance. He's still doing it. He's never quit. But he has qualified to be in the New York City Marathon. He's going to be in the marathon. He tells me there's only 1,500 allowed to qualify in his age category. That's of everybody in the world because they fly in to run in that race. And I think I'm remembering he runs a 728 mile, and that's for 26 miles when he's training. And he told me for him to qualify, he needed to run a 758 per mile. But he did 728. That's quite remarkable. But that's Brian Bear. Say what, that race is going to happen the day before Easter. So check them out. Look for him, Brian Bear. You may see him on the TV screen, but that'd be highly unlikely. But he could. Brian Bear. He went to Tipton High School his junior and senior year. Prior to that, he was a Hamilton Heights student. But quite an athlete. He's calm, cool, and collected. And he'll help you. If you want to buy a home, he'll help you with securing that good rate. Brian Bear, Main Street Mortgage in Cicero. Here's the pitch. Bottom of the eighth inning. Low for a ball. Caden Minnick at the batter's box right now, number two, Jose Lopez Alanis. Jose Lopez Alanis, his first at bat in the ballgame. Swing and a miss. Step out of the box. Count goes 1-1. He'll step back in. Number two, Jose Lopez Alanis. He's a junior. Listed as an infielder and a pitcher. Minnick, pitch, foul back to the screen. Count will remain. It's 1-2. Check that. 1-2. First time to Alanis. Jose Lopez Alanis wears number two. Another right-handed batter for the Hot Dogs. Here's the pitch. The 1-2 for Minnick. Inside and low. Count goes 2-2. Jackson Kane asks for a new baseball. Granted, a soft one out. They'll pocket that one. Get the dirt out of the seams. It's all good. 2-2 count to Alanis. There's a wind and delivery from Minnick. High for a ball. Count goes 3-2. 3-2. One foot in the box, one foot out, he'll step in. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Caden Minnick. Swung on, he'll take a drive to left field. It's going to be stopped right there. He's going to go for second base. He's going to end up at second. He'll slide in. Might not have needed to. Slides in, Lou Brock style, pops right back up. So good hit right there out of the dugout. That was number two, Jose Lopez Avanis. So he gets his way to second base. Nobody out. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out, have a decision, have a conversation. He'll get the baseball. It'll be handed to him freely. Caden Minnick going to jog off. Coach Bordenay gives him a pat on the back side. He gets some medium high fives there in the dugout as he walks on in. So he's going to pitch right now. He's got a pitcher in there. He's got a batting glove in his back left pocket. He'll bring them out. That's Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, quite a few innings last year. Quite a few innings, I should say. Absolutely. He's going to get some warm-up tosses right now. Working the curveball. He's a shortstop. He's got the versatility. So he's got velocity. And he's going to pitch right now in the bottom of the eighth inning. No score. Frankfurt Hot Dogs get their first man aboard here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's number two, Jose Lopez Alanis. Standing at second base right now, standing back in the dirt. It's behind second base. Against the warm-up tosses on the infield. Right there, a shortstop throwing with Justin Brady. He says he's good. So toss that practice ball back in. Getting some warm-up tosses right there. In a conversation right there is a little bit of a convention, as my dad would call it. Convention right there behind the rubber. Those are all friends. It's all good. It's all about encouragement. Encouragement happens at the adult level, too. So, getting ready to pitch here in the bottom of the eighth. They change pitchers with one aboard, Frankfurt, at second base. And Hudson Gutwein has been inserted at the shortstop position. Hudson Gutwein wears number 9. To take over for the spot that Evan Dienhart evacuated. Evan Dienhart now doing the pitching for the Knights. So stepping in, nobody out. For Frankfurt, it's going to be number 7, Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz playing the first base position. Has caught some balls in foul territory also. Here comes the first pitch from Evan Dienhart to Cruz. Right across Meridian. Fastball called strike. So step back to the rubber, working from the stretch. Runner at second base is all on it. Got a good lead there. Nobody holding him on. Somewhat of a hover, not much. Then a hover again. Evan Dienhart checks second. He'll throw to the plate. Gonna one hop the glove there. The glove of Jackson Kane. Kane calls timeout. That pitch comes in a ball. One ball, one strike. Jackson Kane jogs out. Few words with Evan Dienhart, not many. Jackson Kane back behind the home plate. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside the ball. Two balls, one strike. Working from the stretch again. Peering in, looking at signals. Evan Dienhart. Two balls, one strike. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Right across Meridian, knee high. Strike called. Victor Cruz looking like he was trying to buy a strike. Or, excuse me, buy a ball on that. But the umpire makes the correct call, in my estimation. 2-2 count. To Cruz, Dienhart's pitch. Just outside. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. At second base, number 2, Jose Lopez Alanis. Set position for Dienhart. Checks the runner. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Step to the inside. Jackson Kane throws a strike to Justin Brady. There's one out. So he'll jog off the diamond. That was pretty much of a quality at bat. If not very close to. Checking in to bat right now, going to be number 13, Carlos Lopez. second baseman. Just step in. Runner at second base. Bottom of the eighth inning. One out. Frankfurt batting. First pitch outside of ball. Hit department. Central Catholic with 5. Frankfurt with 2. Runner at second base. He got one of them. He's got a double. That's Alanis. Jose Lopez Alanis. Set. Now the pitch from Genhart. Swing and a miss. Evan Genhart was even, 1-1. Stepping back in, 13, Carlos Lopez. Set position. Check second base, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. A little bit of a fishing pitch. Evan Genhart puts it where he wants it. Puts it right there in the glove of Jackson King. No fishing going on right there for Carlos Lopez. Count goes 2-1. 2-1, one out. Pitch comes in. They take a drive to center field. Getting a good jump on the play right there, making the catch. With Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins also sees the ball off the bat quite well, even when it's straight at him. That was a little bit to his left, but it was a line drive rope. And Bren Robbins made a catch there that's going to extend this ballgame. So two outs. Still at second base is number 2, Jose Lopez Alanis. Stepping into bat, the DH, 23, Chris Gilgiosa. Set, here's the first pitch. Strike called right down Meridian. No balls, one strike. Two outs. Piernan single, set position for Evan Genhart. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. Not much. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2 to number 23, the DH, Chris Gilgiosa. Step back in. Piernan single, set position. Check second, Genhart's pitch, inside a ball. One ball, two strikes. Back to the rubber. Step in sideways. Stepping back in the batter's box, Gilgiosa. Here comes a set from Genhart. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball right side in front of the Knights dugout at first base. First base side. 1-2 count, two outs, alive in the box once again, 23, Chris Gilgiosa. Set position, Genhart, check second, here's the pitch. Reach back for some more velocity, threw hard over the head of Gilgiosa. He was reaching back, trying to get that extra RPM. I should say MPH. It's 2-2 count, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Gilgiosa. Pitch comes in, strike 3. They go down on strikes, backwards K. He got caught looking. And we'll go to the ninth inning. So this basically going to be a triple A game at 9 innings. MLB game at 9 innings. But it might go more. So it might go extras than more than 9. And then my partner right here is stepping up, stretching his legs. You play on the football team?
Oh, I was
a manager. Cool. So we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you. I should mention, finish this up, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a broker. She's also a realtor. You knew that. Century 21 Sheets. That's out of Indianapolis. It's right there on the Marion-Hamilton County line. It's barely in Marion County. It's across the street. Right there on 96th Street at 4929 East 96th. She's experienced. She's knowledgeable. And that's Lisa Stokes Bear. She has care, concern. She'll help you find the home you are looking for. You can give her a call. She will cater to you. Even in Tippecanoe or Boone County, Lisa Stokes Bear, contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. So getting ready to pitch, getting ready to play here. Top of the ninth inning, Brent Robbins going to bat. Potential Kappas. No score. No score. A lot of zeros on the scoreboard. Here comes the wind and delivery from Damian Lopez. Strike called. Step back in. Brent Robbins playing a good center field position. Did some good pitching versus Clinton Central. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Count goes even. One ball, one strike. Comes a wind from Lopez. Outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Stepping back in. Making quick movement, quick timing right here with Brent Robbins and Lopez. They're taking a drive. It's going to be a high fly ball. It's going to be caught by the shortstop in foul territory behind third base. That is definitely a shortstop ball, and he makes the catch. There's one out. Stepping into bat once again. We're going to see Owen Munn. Owen Munn wears number 12. Playing the second base position this ball game. Going out to have a conversation with Damian Lopez is Andy Giosa. Angolias, here we go. Giosa Angolias. So back behind home plate, one out. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch from Damian Lopez. First pitch low for ball one. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and delivery. Foul tip into the glove. It's caught for strike two. Meyer, one ball, one strike. Foul tip caught. Owen Munn back in the box, the 1-1 count. Curveball breaks in for a strike. Damian Lopez, pretty good control with that curveball. One ball, two strikes, one out. Peering in, here comes a wind to Owen Munn. Ground ball, left side, foul territory. He's going to be on the ground. It'll end up over by the bullpen area. One ball, two strikes. Owen Munn. Not a 40-degree weather situation. Maybe a tad under. Right in that neighborhood. Long game right here on the diamond. Ground ball, shortstop, good play. On the run, makes the throw. That was Deacon Spencer, the shortstop, for the second out, top of the ninth. So set to bat, we're going to see Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein entered the ball game last inning as a shortstop. And moving over from shortstop to the pitcher's mound, Evan Deanhart. Right-handed batter. Hudson Gutwein. First pitch outside a ball. Gutwein, as a courtesy runner at Clinton Central, scored twice. He also got an RBI. That was a double off the bat of Gutwein. He's in the batter's box now. One ball, one strike. A step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Lopez, here's the pitch. Ground ball, infield. Third base, off the glove, back up, he'll step up and make the throw. A frozen rope to first base. I believe Braden Valdez makes the play. So no runs, no hits for the Knights. And we'll go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The scoreboard only has 10 innings on it. We'll see if we have to turn it over and start from fresh. We'll see if we'll go back to fresh. But right now, it's going to be the bottom of the ninth inning. Evan Deanhart getting some warm-up tosses back on the rubber. And what a ball game. Will Mitchin, you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is being made possible by ASO. That's audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. We thank Robbie for providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We understand we'll be working with Robbie again for football season. That'll be fun. We'll be back over here covering Tipton football. The Tipton football came over to Lafayette Central Catholic twice this year. First game, 42-28. Second game, pretty good. But I got to mention, at the beginning of the September 15th Central Catholic game, there was a special guest in our press box, about a 10 or 12-minute conversation with a gentleman that I couldn't talk more and better about than other saying that he's God's gift to this earth. Check out that interview if you can. It's very good. It's all about him. So stepping into bat, we're going to see Deacon Spencer. Here's a pitch from Zehart. Low for a ball. One ball, no strike. Stepping back in, Deacon Spencer. Here comes a wind and delivery. Zehart, outside edge, called strike. Fastball, found the corner, painted the corner. One ball, one strike. Deacon Spencer facing Evan Zehart. There's the pitch to 1-1. Outside edge, called strike. A little bit higher elevation, I should say. About thigh high. Count goes 1-2. Here comes a wind delivery from Zehart. Ground ball, right side, foul territory on the ground. Picked up by Justin Brady. Backhands it, or back gloves it, and he'll throw it back to Zehart. They'll go 1-2 once again. Deacon Spencer, he's the first batter in the lineup for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Here's the 1-2. Breaking pitch pops up on the infield. It's going to be called for. It's going to go float out to the outfield, caught by the center fielder. Bren Robbins makes the catch. Zehart, should say, Hudson Gutwein gave his chase. There's a bit further than that, caught easier by Bren Robbins. There's one out. Stepping in, right into batter's box, 15, Connor Boone. He'll step in. Going to face Evan Zehart. Here comes the windup. First pitch, outside edge. Strike called. Evan Zehart finding that corner. Finding that edge of that plate. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Boone. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop, Hudson Gutwein fields it. Frozen rope across the diamond. Justin Brady, second out in the inning. Nobody on, two batters here in the inning, retired. With two outs, stepping in the back for Frankfort, number 11, Quincy Perry. Quincy Perry steps in. Bottom of the ninth inning. Two outs. Wind up for Zehart. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Maybe a bit off speed. Held that ball a little deeper in the palm of his hand. Kemp goes 0-1. Here comes the second pitch. Outside, ball one. Quincy Perry, where's number 11? Right fielder. Quincy Perry, a junior class member. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Here's the 1-1. Low and inside, ball two. Taps the plate far and near. Hudson Gutwein playing deep at the grass, along with Owen Munn deep at second base. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Count goes even at 2-2. 2-2 count, two outs. Three hitter at the plate, Quincy Perry. Where's number 11? Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Evan Gehart looking for that fish pitch. Nothing doing. Count goes to full at 3-2. 3-2, two outs. Here's the pitch from Gehart. High for ball four. So Quincy Perry comes back in the count after being deep in the count. Comes back to take a base on balls. He's at first base now. Stepping in the bat is going to be the four hitter. Third baseman, 99, Braden Valdez. Braden Valdez at the plate. Where's number 99? He's a junior class member. Here's the first pitch from Beanhart. Inside, bit low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning. This game was slated for seven. There's no score on the scoreboard. Pitch from Beanhart. Breaking pitch. Broke right across the dish. Picked the right spot, right time to drop with that breaking drop ball. One ball, one strike. Working from the stretch, second first base, out of the stretch. A call time, I believe, at home plate. I believe Braden Valdez didn't want to concentrate that long. Granted time. So maybe it was the catcher. Might have been Jackson King. He went out and had a conversation with Evan Gehart. He's behind the plate now. One ball, one strike, two outs. Stepping back in. The four hitter, Braden Valdez, runner at first base. Short off the glove. They'll take second base and try to. Throw comes in. Jackson Kane made the best of a bad situation. This is throwing the dirt. It popped off his glove, veered left, barely into the grass outside that nice surround around the plate. And I got to mention, Jackson Kane made a good strike throw to second base. It was probably a late start from first base for Quincy. Here comes the pitch. Ball high. Count goes 3-1. Quincy Perry at second base. Two outs. 3-1 count to the four hitter, Braden Valdez. Set position for Gehart. Let's check second. Here's the pitch. Low for ball four. Going to try to steal third. Going to call him safe at third base. Schumer appeared to put the glove right in front of the base. But I'm going to try to be a gentleman. Three balls, one strike. That was ball four. At first base now is Braden Valdez. There's runners on the corners. Coach Bordenay going to walk out, have conversation. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, runners on the corners. Coach Bordenay appears to just be having a conversation with his infield. Still on the rubber, going to be Evan Gehart. I believe so. So, two outs, bottom of the ninth. It's getting ratcheted up just a little bit here in the bottom of the ninth. Runners on the corners for Frankfurt. Conversation, Coach Umpire Dan Adams going to walk out. He's just going to walk out. He's walking out slow. And the meeting is going to break up. They're going to walk back to their respective positions. Each and every person inside this fence has something to do. That's why they're there. So anyway, two outs. Stepping back in. First pitch, we're going to see first pitch here in the bottom of the ninth to number one, Andy Giota Angelis. He's going to take a drive to center field. It's going to be caught by Bryn Robbins. So they take a drive to center field, first pitch off the catcher's bat. That's number one, Andy Giota Angelis. And that was a close one. Tell you what, we're going to go on to play a 10th inning. There are 10 spots on the scoreboard. There's 0, 0, 0. Anyway, there's 9 up there right now. 2 rows of 9, and they're all 0 in each row. I say what? The Hit Department Central Catholic with 5. Frankfurt with 2. And according to the scoreboard, there has been no errors committed in this ball game. So this is a ball game that Sports Illustrated ought to be here, you know what I mean? Or ESPN, or anyway, the IHSAA. This is just a small sliver of how this season is going to really get a lot better with that COVID word only becoming a word, we hope. Just a word. But anyway, we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find them at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And we'll mention they have Titus Bakery and Deli. That's right inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. I've been there. They have great food, and they have hot food. They have donuts. You'll please your taste buds at Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast. You can get a hot breakfast, or you can get a donut and a coffee. That's TitusBakery.com. TitusBakery.com. We'll mention that at Reynolds Farm Equipment. It's inside, right there on U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in, Carter Johnson, left-handed hitter. Top of the 10th inning. For Finch, pitch outside low for ball one. Still pitching for Frankfurt, number 10, Damian Lopez. There's the wind and delivery. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Left-handed batter, 25, Carter Johnson. Third pitch comes in. Strike called. 2-1 count to Johnson. Here's the wind and delivery from Lopez. Low for ball three. 3-1 count. Top of the 10th inning. Working right here on the diamond. On deck, Ryan Schumer. 3-1 count. Stepping back in. Carter Johnson. Working from the wind-up here and in. Here comes the wind and delivery from Damian Lopez. Going to be a line shot right down the right field line. Just foul. Foul ball. Count goes to full at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Stepping in, Carter Johnson. Ball's made live. Top of the 10th inning. No score. We're at Gordon Lemming Field in Lafayette, Indiana, home of Central Catholic Knights. Frankfurt Hot Dogs coming over to play this game. You knew it was going to be a good one. Last year was pretty darn good also. 3-2 pitch to Johnson. Low for ball four. Carter Johnson will take off that apparatus. Right elbow. Hand that off to Coach Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson has that navy coat, that big, lengthy coat, like it's Alaska. But anyway, he's warm. Just about guess he is. So, left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Working from the stretch pickoff move, first base, back safety. Head first, Carter Johnson. Pretty good move right there. First quick move we've seen from Damian Lopez at first. That was about at least an A move. So here comes the set position, Damian Lopez. We'll try to put a bunt down, Ryan Schumer. Going to be left side and filled by the pitcher, Damian Lopez. He'll get the out at first base. Mission accomplished. They'll move the runner, Carter Johnson, to second base. So Ryan Schumer squared kind of late. He wasn't bunting for a hit. He was bunting for a good bunt, and he got the job done. So runner at second base, Carter Johnson, one out. stepping into bat for the Knights. Number 16, the DH. That's T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, a junior class member. Right-handed batter. Here's the set position, Damian Lopez. Looking at second base, here's a pitch. Breaking pitch, stayed high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One out. Top of the 10th inning of Friday night. Just how you want to spend a Friday night. So what, this ain't too bad. 8:48 on the wristwatch. Set position. Lopez going to try pickoff move. Counterclockwise. Not going to be close. Safe at second base, Carter Johnson. Damian Lopez trying to keep Carter Johnson around the bag. Get him less of a head start. Keep him close to second base. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Breaking pitch. Going to be fly ball. Center field. Going to veer to his left center fielder. No tag up. A little bit of a fake tag up. Not too far away from second. And another good catch in center field by Connor Boone. Two outs, top of the 10th. Carter Johnson back to second base. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 32, Justin Brady. Stepping in, batting 500, entering this ballgame. Four plate appearances, four official at-bats on Tuesday, working against Clinton Central. He steps out after time. Granted, he steps out. They're going to ask for a new baseball. And very seldom. That would never be denied. They'll give that baseball back to home plate umpire. Two outs in the inning. Stepping back in, Justin Brady. Carter Johnson at second base. Two outs, Damian Lopez. Out of the stretch, now the schedule check second base. It looks second. Here's a pitch. Swing and miss, foul tip. Got just a piece of it. It's in the glove right now. It's a strike. Good catching again. Once again, Andy Giosa and Jalees. Set position. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball stayed outside to Brady. Justin Brady, count goes even at 1-1. Two outs. Knights with a runner on second base, Carter Johnson. Top of the 10th, no score. Set position, check second. Lopez delivers. Outside again. Backdoor curveball, didn't get the break he was looking for. Count goes 2-1. Hovering around second base, trying to hold him near, is Deacon Spencer. The shortstop for Frankfurt. Set position, Damian Lopez. Check second, here's the pitch to Brady. Low for a ball. Count goes 3-1. On deck for the Knights is number 3, Jackson Kane. 3-1 count, two outs. Pierre and Sigels. Set position, check second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, first base side. Going to be caught. Let me just say, ground ball fielded by the first baseman. Out accomplished there, Victor Cruz. Another good play at first base. We'll go to the bottom of the 10th. Knights leave another runner at second base. I mean, I'd have to have a calculator to figure out how many runners they've left on base. But, I mean, that's not bad against their part. That's good against Frankfurt's defense. That's a good ball game. So back out of the hill, Evan Deanhart going to get some warm-up tosses once again. And we'll mention this game. Say what? It's also sponsored by Lisa Stokes Bear. I tell you what, we've got 6 sponsors, and we're thankful. But I'm just looking for stuff to read. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company. She's experienced. She's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Care, concern, helping you find the home you are looking for. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. You know, we get some sponsors, but it's only basically to cover the bases to do this and make the game available to the listening ears. I mean, I'm definitely not an ESPN, and I think Joe Buck does a heck of a good job, but I guess we're going to see him primarily doing football now on Monday night with Troy Aikman. But I'm not even going to guess. I mean, I got an idea of what I heard they make, but they do a fine job together. But anyway, stepping in, going to bat in the bottom of the 10th inning. For Frankfurt, number 2, Jose Lopez Alanis. Last time, got himself aboard with a double. He'll take this one up the middle and be fielded left side of the bag by Hudson Gutwein. He takes a throw to first base. It's off the dirt. Justin Brady did all he could to try to hold it. It was a bullet. It was off the bag. Justin Brady worked the best he could, and the ball goes free. Stays out in front of him. So he's going to reach base by air. Hate to say that. Good play. So first base occupied right there by Jose Lopez Alanis. So he's aboard twice in two attempts to bat and two batting appearances. First pitch high for a ball. At the plate, number 7, Victor Cruz. He's a junior. Right-handed batter. One ball, no strikes. Pitch from DeHart. It's going to be a bunt out in front of the plate. They're going to go for second base. It's going to be a high throw to second. Bren Robbins does keep it in front of him in center field. Going to be 2 aboard right here. We'll try to get the out. The lead runner is just a bit tall at second base. They couldn't handle it. And I'm saying just a bit tall. So runners aboard at first and second base for Frankfurt. Time out on the diamond. Jackson Kane's going to jog out. Have a little bit of a conversation with Dean Hart. He'll actually try to take a baseball out there. Taking one out there a little bit drier. Because, you know, the baseball is going to collect some dampness in this type of environment. Around the 40-degree mark. It's probably under 40 now. Maybe 35, 6, 7, or 8. So here comes the first pitch. They're going to bunt again. They're going to play small ball. They'll go to third base to get the lead runner. Justin Brady fields the bunt. Right-handed bunt. Takes it right side. First base side. He picks it up about 30 feet away from the plate. And he gets the force out at third base. So they have one out now. Runners in the same positions, but different a bit different proper nouns at the bases. So no balls, no strikes, stepping in with one out. It's going to be the 9 hitter. I'll take that back. Yeah, it's going to be the 9 hitter. The DH, Chris Giosa. Gil Giosa takes the first pitch, ball 1. Runner at first and second base. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Gil Giosa. That's Chris Gil Giosa, the DH, was 23. Runner at first and second, one out. Swung on, he'll pop one foul out of play. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Who'd have thought we'd be here at this time on a Friday night and a 6 o'clock start? But there's not a lot of people complaining, and I'm not either, even though I'm talking like this, but I'm definitely not. So outside the ball, breaking pitch, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. So we step back in, Gil Giosa. Chris Gil Giosa. The DH, 23 on his back, 2 balls, 1 strike. A little bit high out of the zone. High and tight, count goes 3-1. On deck for Frankfurt, the one hitter, Deacon Spencer. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball four. Bases are all occupied for Frankfurt. One out, timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Time called. Conversation offensively, now defensively. So they'll walk out, have a conversation. The infield, right there at the pitcher's mound. Right here at the peak of the dirt. Having a conversation. Coach Jeffrey talking to his second base and third base runner. Still at first base. He's going to take a seated position on the base. He's working on his shoes right there. He's getting some dirt out of the shoes, getting some little bit of a mud buildup. So we're in the bottom of the 10th inning. We're going to adjourn from the meeting on the hill. One out. Stepping into bat, number four, Deacon Spencer. Deacon Spencer touches the plate, steps in, ball's made live. Set position, first pitch. Ball one. Stepping in, you'll work from the stretch. Obviously, set position, pitch on the way. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. One out. Frankfurt with bases loaded. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball three. Steps in the rubber. Three balls, no strikes. Set position. Steps off the back. Evan Jeanhart steps back in. Bit of an open stance, not much. Deacon Spencer at the plate. Set, here's the pitch. Strike called. Evan Jeanhart. Count goes 3-1. Steps back in. Deacon Spencer, the one hitter for Frankfurt. Set position. Dehart's pitch, low for ball four. The jog across from third base, scoring the only run of the ball game. Number seven, Victor Cruz. 9:01 on the wristwatch. What a ball game. What a ball game. Well played. Defensively, offensively in spurts. What a ball game. Thank you for tuning in. Thank my wife back home for sound check. We appreciate both ball teams, Coach Dudley, Coach Bordenay. We'll remind you the next game on the agenda for the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. I do believe they'll be in action tomorrow, Saturday, West Lafayette at Frankfurt. I believe that's a 1:30 start. Check that start time. And if you will, please, and we'll mention the next games on the agenda, for Lafayette Central Catholic. They will have a Hoosier West foe. They'll have them on Tuesday, April 5th. That'll be Twin Lakes at LCC at 5:30. And then Wednesday, April 6th, LCC at Twin Lakes, 5:30. We thank you for tuning in. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning. We're post-game right now. We're going to talk to Coach Bordenay. I'll tell you what, Coach Bordenay, 10 innings. Tell us what you thought of 10.
Well, I thought our pitchers did a great job all night, and we had runners on base every inning except for one. We just couldn't get the big hit. We made a couple crucial mistakes. We missed a couple signs in crucial times and really cost us tonight. You know, when you're playing in a tight ball game, little things really, really come back and bite you, and we missed some opportunities then that. Then in the last inning there, you know, we gave him a couple free outs, and that was kind of the story of the ball game.
Well, it was a cold night. It was I don't know, Chicago Cubs type of night, but I got to mention, you had good pitching that came in. I'm not saying that for the final guy who was pitching in the ball game. I love all of them.
Yeah, I thought all of our pitchers did a great job today. It kept them off balance, and I thought Ben was he overpowered him there in his two innings, and the other guys really kept him off balance. So yeah, I'm really pleased with where our pitchers are, especially this early in the season. And we didn't walk very many. I don't know if we walked maybe one. And you know, 10 innings, one walk is pretty good outing.
There's some pretty good outfielders here. The two center fielders in this ball game, just incredible.
Yeah, you know, I thought our outfield defense was really good, and you know, hats off to Frankfurt. They made every play, and they made some tough plays too. So they're really solid defensively, and you know, they executed tonight, and we didn't in a couple situations, and it caught up to us.
You got a lot of runners on base in these 10 innings.
Yeah, we did. You know, like I said, we had our opportunities every inning except for one to punch a run across, and we just didn't execute. But we'll get there. You know, that's why we play these games, and we want tight ball games and tough situations, and our kids will learn from it.
You got a weekend off. You got a Monday off. I know you're going to be practicing. You got a West Division matchup next week.
Yeah, we got to get, you know, right back on the horse. We got Twin Lakes next week in conference series, and you know, we let one get away from them last year, so we'll be ready to go and clean some things up and get back after next week.
I think that 60-degree weather is coming, but it might be some rain.
Well, that's you know, whatever the conditions are, we'll fight through it, and our kids got to be ready to play.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, we're post-game right now. We're going to go ahead and continue. We're going to talk to Coach Andy Dudley. Dudley, I tell you what, Coach, 3-hour game, 10 innings. Your team looked good at certain times. Both teams did.
Yeah, pitching and defense. I mean, you know, some guys got tired at the end, a couple of walks. But, boy, those first 8-9 innings, I think there might have been 2 total walks. Great defense both ways. You know, we didn't have very many hits, but I thought our approach at the plate for the opening game was good, and we got a little better each at bat. So it was, regardless of the outcome, I felt really good about the way we presented ourselves today.
I tell you what, both teams used about 4 pitchers each, and they played well.
Yeah, our guys, we knew we were going to do a little bit of that tonight. Our strength this year is going to be pitching depth. We feel like we have 7 or 8 guys that can get people out at the varsity level, maybe even more, honestly. And so we have a doubleheader tomorrow, and so we tried to save some arms a little bit, and it was a lot of fun getting to do that.
Help me out. Annalise, the guy came in, number 2. You put him in the game. He got on base twice. His first hit was a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so Jose was a starting pitcher, and you know, came out, sat a little while, you know, trying to make sure he's a middle infielder, and we have a lot of depth in the infield, and so we had an opportunity to bring him back in to hit late in game after we made, I think, 4 substitutions into that spot, and came up and roped a couple of balls, and gave us a couple chances to win it.
Yeah, I was using last year's game as a barometer. I knew this was going to be a good one. I didn't know it was being 10 innings.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. It's a good way to open up the season.
Coach Kellis, do you have a game tomorrow? At 1:30?
We actually have two doubleheader at 10 o'clock. We bumped it up to 10, so be a quick turnaround for us.
We're going to get out of here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.